920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
In this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake-Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Where do we begin? Where do we begin? I want to begin with, I just really think that this is the mantra. I think it is the word. I think it's the definition, the description of this administration. Now that we're 3 years into it, I feel much like I felt, feel 3 years after Roberti. I feel the same, as, you know, 3 years after the second term of George W. Bush. Who let the dogs out? You know, now we're hearing people that are hollering to the moon about this administration. The U.S. military is now the investigation into Haditha, where troops are accused of killing 24 Iraqi civilians, babies, women. They're now saying that some officers gave false information to their superiors, and their superiors then failed to adequately scrutinize the reports that should have caught their attention. And now they're saying that the troops are going to undergo core values training. You know what? I don't blame entirely the troops. I don't. When you have an administration that whose philosophy was bring it on, I want Saddam Hussein dead or alive. They tried to kill my daddy. Scorched earth preemptive strike against people. That's where the blame should lie. I blame the racism of America as the softening up component, making some folks open to, far too many folks open to, the idea that certain human beings are without value. That there is not humanity in all of us. America has been a breeding ground for the softening up of the worldview. That, you know what? There are some folks that just have no value. And you know what? It's based upon color. And after color, it's based upon class. Where does such a philosophy and understanding land? It lands on the bloody streets of Haditha with 24 Iraqi civilians. Patriotism. Why? They killed one of ours, so we're going to kill as many of them. They say they want to give them core values training. Sweetie, you're going to have to go back 300 years to begin that class. How do you unring the bell of let's get it on? How do you stop? I mean, you let the dogs out. You were proud of the dogs. You bragged on the dogs. You wanted the dogs out. It wasn't accidental. Somebody tripped and kicked the fence open by mistake. You let the dogs out. And now you're going to say, well, we're going to take the dogs to pet training. We're going to take them to school, baby. It's too late. We're going to remind the dogs that there are some certain things that they can't do. No, it's too late. And trust me, believe me, it ain't just Haditha. It ain't. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I know you all feel me on this. You feel what gas prices are. You feel what the cuts to Medicaid, Medicare. You feel the cuts to our schools, the unfunded mandate of No Child Left Behind. You feel the ruination of our schools are brewing with all these insane test crap. You feel the failed policies of the Bush administration. Anytime you close your eyes and take a pause to think on it. So tell me then why New York City Republican senators and Republican governors and Republican mayors are now mad at George W. Bush. Baby, please. Y'all let the dogs out. And now you mad because they biting you. They've already gotten the rest of us. It was only a matter of time. You in the same pen the rest of us. The dog's going to get to you. And apparently they have. Check this out. Republicans wanted Homeland Security Department, right? Wanted everything into one place. Okay, got that. Got that. What did Homeland Security do to New York City? Homeland Security, Michael Chernoff, when federal anti-terror funds were handed out, New York City New York City said that there are no places of importance in New York City that needed to be protected. New York City got their funding slashed. And places like Omaha, Nebraska got their homelands, their anti-terrorist funds increased by like 43%. New York Police Department had asked the feds for $89 million for a system modeled after London's security program. Homeland Security reviewers slammed the city's key anti-terror programs as the worst in the nation. Homeland Security spokesman said that we cut New York City based on a powerful new matrix that crunches millions of bits of data to figure out where money is most needed. And when we crunch the numbers, Omaha is where the anti-terrorism funds are going. Omaha! Who let the dogs out? Okay, there's a category that the Homeland, in part of that whole data crunching thing by Homeland Security, it's called the National Monuments and Icons. And the Homeland Security, Michael Chernoff, said that there are none in New York City. Republican Peter King, a major cheerleader of rah-rah Bush, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. Huh? How you like me now? He said, this is a knife in the back. No, baby. Y'all let the dogs out. They've bitten everybody else. Now they biting you. Charlotte, North Carolina got a big increase in their terrorism funds. there's a special category, National Monuments and Icons. What are the special categories, or what are the icons in Omaha, Nebraska? An Air Force base. What about in Omaha got a 38% increase from $5 million in 2005 to $8 million. Their major landmark and Air Force base. How about Louisville, Kentucky? They went from $5 million to $8.5 million, 41% increase. What's their major landmark? And I, you know what? I'm gonna stop laughing because those Homeland Security folks know a lot more than I do. They know where the terrorists are gonna come. They've done such an excellent job so far. I mean, you know, where would we be without the red, green, and chartreuse signals in the sky about whether we're safe or not? They've done good. They did wonderful in New Orleans. And I could just go on and on with all of their success stories, but I'm going to stop right there. So when Homeland Security says that the reason why we have to increase Louisville, Kentucky's funds by 41% and decrease New York City. What happened in New York City? God, my memory. Oh, yeah, 9/11. We have to decrease their money. And the reason is, and again, I'm not a terrorist expert, because Louisville, Kentucky has the Churchill Downs racetrack. That's where the terrorists are headed. That's where the terrorists are headed, to the Churchill Downs racetrack. And you know, if you want to get selfish, oh, I know why we got this money, because there's an election coming up. And maybe, you know what, I didn't have a chance to do this. Need to do a little bit of this. Let's check and see if all of the places that got money for Homeland Security, if they have contested race, senatorial races. Because Missouri does, Jim Talent and Claire McCaskill. So I guess that explains why there was a 23% increase in fundings in St. Louis because of our Gateway Arch. Because, you know, that's where the terrorists would go. Because if you took down the arch, it would be just like taking down the buildings that they took down, that were taken down in 9/11, right? Come on. Come on. Jacksonville, Florida. They had an increase of 26%. Their major landmark, Attell Stadium, the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Whew, that's money well spent, isn't it? Isn't that money well spent? Those boys at Homeland Security, they know what they're talking about. And oh, how mad is New York? The New York Daily News said Michael Chernoff must be fired. Michael Chernoff must be fired. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chernoff told New York to drop dead yesterday as he slashed the city's federal anti-terror funding in a traitorous action that endangers the lives of 8 million people and demands his immediate firing. All right now. Wasn't his screw up at with New Orleans, was it? No. It's about Homeland Security in New York. Y'all just now getting it? Oh, that's right. The dog's just now getting round to y'all. He cut 40%. And the funds going to New York. And why does the New York Daily News say that he cut the funds? It was a vengeful payback by a petty bureaucrat who tangled last year with the New York Police Department and wound up humiliated. Either way, President Bush must give Chernoff the boot with a hearty heck of a job, Mikey. Good luck with that. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Y'all need to get to me. That's right. Hold my hand, baby. You're going to be all right. But she doesn't hear a word that he says.
register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a Motivational Moment. If you always do what you've always done, then you will always get what you've always got. If you want something that you've never had, then you must do something that you've never done. If you always think the way you've always thought, then you will always get what you've always got. So please join me on Mondays from 1 to 2 for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Donna Gamash.
And this is Sabrina Underwood.
Join us for Women Inspiring Women every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. Every day, Sabrina and I will bring you amazing women who will motivate, inspire, educate, and entertain you.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we'll share stories of women like you who had a professional or personal dream and dared to make it happen.
So join me, Donna Gamash,
and me, Sabrina Underwood,
for Women Inspiring Women every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. E-544 from Bolton, 270 looks good. Northbound 55 at Richardson, 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Bloomberg and 270, no problems there. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way into the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Westbound 270 from 367 to 170, no problems there. Westbound 5570, westbound 64, and northbound Route 3 approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge are on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, you can expect no delays this hour, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota Owners, does the corner repair shop offer genuine Toyota parts? Your Toyota dealer does. Through July, visit participating Toyota dealers and receive an oil change and multi-point inspection, all for just $24.95. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly sunny, a chance of showers today, high in the lower 80s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Saturday, partly cloudy, again, a chance of afternoon showers, a high in the lower 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 59 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 61, both under cloudy conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Us up next, we'll take another look at your WGNU news, weather, and traffic in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
All the way to the mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right, that's right. Whether we're talking about washers, whether we're talking about dryers, whether we're talking about high-end refrigerators, high-end stoves, look, everybody's changing their shopping thing based upon what gas prices are. Well, you don't have to, because right here in the city of St. Louis is a Sears. Union and Natural Bridge, get on down to Sears, get your shop on. I'm Liz Brown. When you get there, tell them I told you to.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me Friday nights here on WGNU for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Well, maybe not line up and shake hands.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hello out there, radio land. This is Pastor A.A. Boyd, a proud pastor of the Holy Olivet Baptist Church. I come on this radio station every Saturday, the Glory Time broadcast from 7 to 7:30. Will you turn me on? You'll certainly be glad you did. And God bless you.
Professor Stephen Yates of the University of South Carolina is our guest Tuesday morning at 7. He recently wrote a disturbing dissertation on a plan the Bush administration is pushing to merge Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. into a single regional government, or a Western version of the European Union. It would create a huge free trade zone that would allow goods and people to move freely across borders, effectively doing away with domestic citizenship. How would such different political systems work as one entity? Some points to ponder Tuesday morning at 7 with Professor Stephen Yates, right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You gonna get in me? Just a little touch of stock quality.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Please don't forget tomorrow, the first Saturday Morning Urban Institute, Irene J. Smith and myself, we are going to, you know what, it is time. It is time for us to start some planning, to do some organizing, to change stuff. It's going to be a part town hall meeting. It's a workshop, and it is a political forum. Our guest speakers tomorrow are going to be Senator Bass and Senator Coleman. What are we going to be talking about? How do you pick a leader? We need to have this discussion. We need to talk about this. We need to work on this. We need to talk about what we talked about yesterday, with the election in the fourth ward, all of those things. We need to talk about it every Saturday morning. A continental breakfast will be served, and you need to be there. Where? At 1020 North Taylor. That's the firehouse building. That's the Black Firefighters building on Taylor. 1020 North Taylor, right off of Del Mar. 1020 North Taylor, plenty of parking. Be there at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, and we're going to be doing this every Saturday morning. So put it on your calendar. That's where you need to be. Be there. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, we are going to do a bit of a black and brown discussion. What's going on in Latin America right now? Yesterday, Peru, Hugo Chavez made some statements. Yesterday, Hugo Chavez with the OPEC meeting made some statements. We need to talk about what's going on in Central America, Latin America. We need to talk about what's going on in Africa. And we're going to be talking to some representatives from Cuba this morning as we have our discussion with Akbar Muhammad, black and brown, for 2 hours this morning. You don't want to miss that. My name is Liz Brown. Let me get to some of y'all. Mildred. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I just want to say it is amazing, but indeed disgusting, the way the people in this country have gone along with this Bush mafia, and especially this Homeland Security junk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from the beginning, I always thought it is nothing more than a layer of bureaucracy.
An extraordinary layer of bureaucracy and a place to just to hide funds and to do all kinds of amazing fiscally irresponsible things.
Absolutely. It was never needed.
Mm-mm.
It was created to reward some of his mafia friends with a top job.
Mm.
That's all it was put out here for. And the American people have gone along with this crap. If they're not careful, this whole country is going to be destroyed by that mafia right now sitting up there in this White House. And I'll tell you one thing. Change for the sake of change is never any good.
Never.
Now, I'm looking back at the, if there's one thing they need to change, and it would do this country a lot of good and would gain them more respect in the world. They need to change their national anthem from the bombs bursting in air and glaring red rockets to America the Beautiful or My Country 'Tis of Thee. That's what I call this nation, my country. I do not call it my homeland. I will never use that expression. And I want to know, Liz, what you think about my thoughts.
I think that... The whole, I don't know if we're ready for patriotism, Mildred, because whenever I feel the patriotic beat of this country,
mm-hmm.
I always look around to see who's getting killed. You know, I look at what's happening in Haditha as a result of patriotism.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's not the song. It's not this country. It's this administration, and it is those that have either stood silent, stood cowed, or stood with it.
But don't you think the song that
I understand what you're saying. Yes, it does.
The attitude of this country.
Absolutely. Bombs bursting in air. You're absolutely right.
They do it all the time.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And I wish they would change to a more compassionate song.
I would take, if we have to choose, I'd rather have a compassionate leadership, and then they won't pay attention to us.
They don't know, that gang up there now, they don't know what compassion is.
No, they don't.
And as far as that bunch over there who killed up those people, if they had compassion, humanity within them, they would not need any other kind of training.
All right. Thank you, Mildred.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Mac.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How you doing? It's a beautiful day.
I'm outstanding.
You wouldn't think they'd be passing out money depending on what party you belong to, would they?
Oh, that's never happened before in politics.
Oh, that don't happen?
That's never happened before in politics.
Because I know Omaha don't need Homeland Security because they strip searched me in 1960 up on that base. So they must be safe. That's where Bush run off to when they hit them tiles. So that Omaha is pretty well safe anyway.
Mm.
So, Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Can I speak about sensitivity classes? You know, if I take a kid and I use him from about 1 year old up until 21 or 22 and I teach him hate, then I turn him over to you for 18 or 19 weeks for you to train him to be a policeman or go into the military. And he end up like over there now, these guys and kill those innocent people. And they're talking about giving them sensitivity classes. Do that work?
I think that they're not talking about giving the ones that are accused of the murder.
Right, the ones that are accused of the murder, they're going to start itching out sensitive. But
No. They are not. The ones that are accused of the murders are
not them.
Right.
The other ones.
Right.
You got more of them in there.
I understand.
Do that work?
Well,
now, we had a killing here, you know. They were going to get the police department. Sensitivity class. Do that work?
It does not work. It is a fake attempt. Okay, we have to let you go. You know what? Let me respond to this when we get back from the break. I don't want to feel rushed in my response to this, so I will respond to it when we get back. Stay with me. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back.
My life goes by, yeah. I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
To register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline London. New video material from the BBC indicates American forces may be responsible for yet another slaughter of 11 Iraqi civilians. This incident took place in the town of Ishaqi in March. The U.S. version is that four people died during a military operation that involved a raid on a house following a tip that an Al-Qaeda supporter was located there. But Iraqi police now say that American troops went in and deliberately shot down the 11 people. The Americans say the house collapsed because of heavy fire, and four people, the suspect, two women, and a child, died. But the police version is that the troops rounded up 11 people and shot them to death inside the building before blowing it up. The video shows a number of dead adults and children at the site, and clear gunshot wounds can be seen on the tape. And Dateline Washington. The new head of the CIA has plans to greatly expand the current domestic spy network. General Michael Hayden says he will follow the direction of President George Bush, who told him to take whatever steps are necessary to monitor American communications around the clock. Hayden reportedly will bring together much of the domestic spying operations into one office and call it a domestic terrorism prevention operation. That office will oversee the increased monitoring of Americans and will also have jurisdiction over a terrorist information awareness program that examines travel and financial transactions by Americans by getting personal information from banks, travel agencies, and credit card companies. In addition, the CIA will also work hand in hand with the Pentagon's own spying operation that's keeping tabs on anti-war groups and other organizations that are expressing dissatisfaction with administration policies. The FBI will keep looking at journalists to find out who leaks information to them, and it's already been made public that a number of high-profile journalists are already under surveillance. But all this Big Brother is watching directives have caused a number of resignations at several intelligence departments, as employees are choosing to get out instead of agreeing to spy on their fellow Americans. This is your wake-up call global news update.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in AM 920 WGNU every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, then go do the right thing.
This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby. And we'd like to invite you to join us on The Design Life every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
We hope you'll join us as we talk about designing your life to achieve success and fulfillment.
Hello, this is Ella Allen Coyne, host of the Gospel Soul Train broadcast. Join me every Saturday evening at 6:30 as we lift up Jesus with the best gospel music in St. Louis. We also bring you the latest church news you need to know. So join me, Ella Allen Coyne, on the Gospel Soul Train Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WGNU.
This is Sergeant Gary Wigert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics ranging from review boards and high-speed chases to residency requirements for the police. We'll discuss gangs and drugs and how it affects your neighborhood every Friday at 10. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and how to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wigert, Friday mornings at 10, only on WGNU.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the Federal Reserve System, the only institution on the planet that allows banks to create money out of nothing, then turn around and make money on that nothing money when they lend it. The Fed lets the government borrow unlimited amounts of cash with no plan or intent for repayment. It's been called the greatest ripoff since Jesse James. Financial and investment counselor Roland Manarin exposes the Federal Reserve System for what it is, but also describes how you can take this new knowledge and work it for your own financial benefit on the next edition of Mondays at 9. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Was it time you let me know what's real and going on below? But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I think in response to the question before the break about whether training programs, whether you call them sensitivity programs, whether you call them whatever name that you give the programs, they're problematic and they're, by virtue of what you are responding to. It's like, okay, you discover that Jeffrey Dahmer is killing people, women by women. Do you then begin to say we need to sensitize him to it? No. We needed to start at the beginning. And we need to when we're talking about personality things, we're talking about world views, we're talking about understandings of how life operates. This war, according to one of our authors that we had on, talking about how the war in Vietnam was so different, was because it took so many young people. The average age of a World War II soldier was mid-20s. Average age of a Vietnam soldier was around 18. What we're seeing here in this war is we are seeing soldiers that have been softened up in America to an understanding that certain people under certain circumstances have no human value. We are taught that every day in America somewhere. There was a news reporter that in response to the Haditha massacre, He said, Gibson, his name is John Gibson. He's on Fox. He's on a national television show, a daily show. He said that because the Iraqi people are used to so many massacres under Iraq, under Saddam Hussein, what difference does one more make? They don't feel that. Now, my point with that, sharing that bit of information with you, is I'm using that as evidence of where America is. How did those soldiers get to the place that they felt comfortable, justified, that it was appropriate? And it's not just the soldiers. The soldiers had bosses, too. Their bosses helped them cover it up. And then their bosses' bosses helped them cover it up. And then their bosses' bosses' boss helped them cover it up. And are going and are still trying to cover it up from the perspective of, let's not really, you know, we don't want to talk about how bad this is. We live in a world, in a society, in a country that teaches people every day, reinforces every day that certain human beings have no value. And generally, if not exclusively, the thing that determines the value based upon what we are taught every day in this country is skin color. Because that's how you separate the them from us in the minds of the people like John Gibson. They don't have any value. And if it's not color, it is class. They're poor people. Collateral damage. So at this point, can you teach sensitivity training? Can you teach it? Sure, you can teach it. How impactful will it be if there is not? They need to be putting, let's start at the top of the food chain. Start with the person that said, let's bring it on. Saddam Hussein tried to kill my daddy. That's the word coming from the commander in chief. Now you're going to say, let's sensitize the troops. The commander-in-chief said, let's get it on. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, they got it on. They got it on good. Ask the people of Haditha how good they got it on. Dave.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Miss Brown, this is the training that they're talking about. Now,
and we only have like 2 seconds here.
Okay, to me that's PR and damage control. You know, you look at the time that they bombed the wedding and the time that they killed some civilians in another gathering. You know, so this is a policy and practice that they're. You know, that they have set out from Jump Street is to, to make sure that they have control of the populace.
Absolutely.
You have a good one.
All right. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I just wanted to tell the people, if I may, that today is Miss Bowler's funeral at St. Peter's at Church at 11 o'clock. And she taught at Dunbar for 50 years.
Very good.
And the other thing I wanted to say was that if you teach them early to kill, and that's what they are taught when they go into the army, kill, kill, kill. And that's what they do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please don't forget tomorrow from 9 to 11, the Saturday morning Urban Institute, Irene J. Smith and I at 1020 North Taylor. We're going to be talking about politics. It's a combination of a workshop, a political discussion, and a town hall meeting. You don't want to miss it tomorrow at 1020 North Taylor, the Fire Building, the Urban Saturday morning Urban Institute. Stay with us.
Another train of progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that.
Issues that matter most.
It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Have you ever wondered why American kids trail behind their foreign counterparts when it comes to education? Well, so did the government. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey has more on a study out today on why our kids aren't always making the grade.
While American grade schoolers, especially fourth grade, do relatively well compared to students in other countries, high school kids are falling behind. The Department of Education report says 15-year-old U.S. students have lower math and science scores than most teenagers in Asian and European countries. The performance of American high school seniors in science actually declined between 1996 and 2005. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A defense lawyer at Camp Pendleton in California says seven Marines and a sailor could be in a lot of trouble soon, charged with murder. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The eight men are accused of killing an Iraqi man west of Baghdad in April. The case is unrelated to the shootings of Iraqi civilians in Haditha. The men are facing possible murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy charges. One Marine's attorney says they're being held in the brig at Camp Pendleton.
The military says the incident is not related to the killings in the city of Haditha that some Marines are accused of. The Pentagon is looking into that matter. So is the president.
President Bush says all the U.S. troops in Iraq will now get new ethics instructions to remind them of the high standards expected of American forces. He also insists military investigations must be kept independent of the White House.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Secretary of State Rice says Iran has limited time to respond to an offer of rewards for stopping uranium enrichment. She says Tehran needs to answer within a number of weeks. Economists aren't expecting much change in the jobless rate when the Labor Department releases the May report. That's going to be later on this morning. The unemployment rate has been holding steady at 4.7%. This is ABC News.
Looking for great tires and great deals? Then look for Uniroyal Value Days, going on now through June 10. Make your money go further on the longest-wearing Uniroyal tires ever. Tiger Paw Touring for cars and Laredo Cross Country for SUVs and pickups. Durable, dependable, and best of all, affordable. Uniroyal Value Days. Great tires, great deals. Going on now through June 10. Visit Uniroyal.com to find a participating dealer near you. Uniroyal, for everything you value.
I want the world to know it. I am sleeping, people. Really sleeping. Aches and pains aren't keeping me up, and I owe it all to new Advil PM. That's because new Advil PM combines the multi-pain relieving power of Advil with a non-habit-forming sleep aid. Nothing's proven stronger on tough nighttime pain. I'd write it in the sky, but I'm busy getting my beauty rest.
New Advil PM. Stop hurting and start sleeping. Use only as directed. Available at participating retailers.
A 13-year-old from New Jersey is the toast of Washington this morning. Catherine Close won the National Spelling Bee by rattling off the word Urshpraka, which means parrot language. And by the way, it's spelled U-R-S-H-P-R-A-C-H-E. Now, the other contestants might not have won, but they got plenty of memories to take home with them. Here's ABC's Luis Giovanni.
What's it like to be in this national competition? Michael Lynn of San Francisco made it to the fourth round.
Before I was about to spell, my stomach was, like, turning. It felt horrible.
Yin-Ing of Augusta, Georgia, found the competition not so much nerve-wracking as...
It's so boring!
Win or lose, looking back on the experience, most of the competitors said the bee was...
Awesome!
Luis Giovanni, ABC News, Washington.
Last Sunday was a big day at the Florida Marlins ballpark. The team was celebrating Jewish Heritage Day. It handed out T-shirts with player Mike Jacobs' likeness on them, even took out a full-page ad in a local Jewish newspaper to promote it. The only thing, Jacobs isn't Jewish. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, police are asking the public for help in solving the murder of a man outside his family's business in Wellston. 36-year-old John Sinclair Jr. was shot and killed early yesterday morning in front of New Beginnings Preschool and Daycare. Police don't believe Sinclair was the intended target. New Beginnings Preschool and Daycare will be closed until Monday. Anyone with information is asked to call Wellston Police at 314-553-8001.
Highway 40 from Jefferson to Grand will be closed in both directions this weekend. Crews will spend the weekend tearing down the Compton Avenue Bridge. MoDOT spokesperson Debbie Allen says motorists need to prepare for delays and plan alternate routes such as Interstate 70 and 44. Allen says fans going to tonight's Cardinals game need to be especially aware because the highway will shut down after the game starts. The highway will be closed until 5 o'clock Monday morning. Compton Avenue will be closed from Market to Spruce. More information is surfacing about a clergy abuse lawsuit filed last year. A man going by the name Matt Doe filed suit last August against the St. Louis Archdiocese, alleging that the late Father Louis Kurtz molested him at All Saints Catholic Church in St. Peter's in 1981. His attorney, Ken Chakas, says the alleged abuse happened when Kurtz took the then seventh grader to a drive-in movie. Kurtz was transferred a few weeks later to Immaculate Conception in Park Hills. Another lawsuit alleging abuse by Kurtz was filed last month. Finally this hour, the 6th annual National Fishing and Boating Week kicks off tomorrow. Hundreds of events across the nation are planned to celebrate this all-American pastime. Bruce Matthews, the president of the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, says this is a great way to bring family and friends together.
It's a great time to build stories. I mean, even the one that got away is a great story that gets told over and over again. We like to call it the glue that keeps families together when you sit around dinner tables telling fishing and boating stories.
Go online to www.takemefishing.org to find events in your area during National Fishing and Boating Week. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Traffic Law Hotline. If you get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline will give your case prompt personal attention. Call Traffic Law Hotline at 314-TRA-FFIC. That's 314-TRAFFIC. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at the solid traffic and weather. Solid traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Driver. Northbound 270 and 44 to disable vehicle. Eastbound 44 from Bowles 270 looks good. Northbound 55 from Richardson 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 is flowing on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 between Boone Bridge and 270 looks for normal traffic. Eastbound 70 from K to TRG looks for that traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 270 from 367 to 170 looks good. Westbound 5570, westbound 64, and northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Those approaches, you can expect no delay in the 7 o'clock hour so far, and westbound Kingbridge traffic at LaCleve Landing looks good this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic's Drive-In. Try Sonic's Tasty and Hearty Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Breakfast Burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's Classic Tots or Fries and a regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, partly sunny, high in the lower 80s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Saturday, partly cloudy, a chance for afternoon showers, high in the lower 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 60 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 61 under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the Federal Reserve System, the only institution on the planet that allows banks to create money out of nothing, then turn around and make money on that nothing money when they lend it. The Fed lets the government borrow unlimited amounts of cash with no plan or intent for repayment. It's been called the greatest ripoff since Jesse James. Financial and investment counselor Roland Manarin exposes the Federal Reserve System for what it is, but also describes how you can take this new knowledge and work it for your own financial benefit on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
was shot and was killed tonight. And that was... I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
freedom. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Before we get to our guest and our topic today, this hour, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow morning from 9 until 11, the kickoff, the inaugural Saturday morning Urban Institute meeting, where Irene J. Smith and myself, we are going to be bringing you the information. We're going to be helping with the discussions and the organization. It's time for us to gather. Maybe one way to describe this is the gathering. You need to come out tomorrow morning from 9 to 11 at 1020 North Taylor. That's the fire building right there on Taylor, right off of Del Mar. Come on down. There'll be a continental breakfast served. Our speaker will be Senator Bass and Senator Coleman. We're going to be talking about how do you pick an elected official? What are the things that you look for? What should we demand? Should we have a black card? Should every elected official have to respond to specific issues and in a certain way before we give up our support? Support for them. We need to have this discussion, particularly in light of the elections that are coming up on August 8th and the elections that are coming up in November. It is time for the gathering. This Saturday morning from 9 to 11 at 1020 North Taylor, the Saturday morning Urban Institute, Irene J. Smith and myself, you need to be there. Now, this hour, we need to have a discussion about, we're not going to be looking black today. We're going to be doing Looking Black and Brown this morning. We're going to be talking about the issues that are percolating, that are confronting, the stories that you haven't heard about what's going on in Africa and what's going on in Central America. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me in the studio, Akbar Muhammad. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are
you? Very happy to be here.
It's
I'm
good
doing
to have
fine.
You.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Since I've been in the studio
yes,
and on
has.
Your show.
Yes, it has. And so we've taken two huge things to talk about to bring you back here. You want to start in Africa?
Yes, I'd like to start in Africa because I just returned from a trip. Matter of fact, I went to Africa and came back and went back. But I went to the country of Mali, to the city of Timbuktu, and I was in Libya just about 10 days ago, or a little less. And in Libya, which everyone, I was there when the news was announced that America was having full diplomatic relationship with Muammar Gaddafi and the country of Libya. And I was there when the announcement was made. The night before the announcement was made, what was interesting, Brother Gaddafi had a reception for the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is the new president of Liberia, the first elected woman president of an African nation. And he invited Minister Farrakhan and myself over to the dinner. And at the dinner, he said he's going to do something that's unusual. And that was he chastised Mrs. Sirleaf in a very nice diplomatic manner and Obasanjo of Nigeria. And he said that it was unprincipled of what they did to former President Charles Taylor. He said that the agreement was made that Taylor would step down to spare the bloodshed of the Liberian people. He would go into exile and he would not be extradited to stand trial. And four African presidents signed off on that agreement. And when she was running for election, Charles Taylor's wife was allowed to come back home and campaign. She won a seat for the Senate. Mm-hmm. As you know, in Liberia, it's set up like the American system because it was the former slaves that actually started it as a republic. So to get the votes, because Charles Taylor is very popular at home, mm-hmm. Let no one kid you, the people of Liberia still love him because he was able to hold the country together after a terrible war. And so Mrs. Taylor threw her hat in to bring her supporters behind Mrs. Sirleaf that caused her to win the election.
Then it is truly, that was a nice word, unprincipled, because that's kind of foul.
Very.
That's kind of foul.
And he talked about it, but when she responded to his comment, you know, and I'm sitting right there, she didn't respond to that. She thanked him for sending, he couldn't make her inauguration, mm-hmm. but he sent planes, cars, aided them at everything that they needed to put on the inauguration. And what is very interesting, 2 days ago, she was back in Libya. And they had a meeting of African heads of state from what they call the Sahel. That's like Chad, Niger, Sudan, all of those countries, and some African nations. Burkina Faso, Liberia was there. And so again, he went into this. But this time, and it was on the news, you could Google Liberia and Libya, and he went into it in detail. And he said that Nigeria is in bad shape, and he talked about what took place in Liberia with Charles Taylor. And he said that I'm not talking about whatever problems Charles Taylor had in terms of relating to his people in the country, but I'm talking about a principle, an agreement that was made, and then that
amongst African nations. Okay, and if you can tell us what the constant drumbeat was from this country and from the voice of Condoleezza Rice when she was elected, because it was almost like almost after she was as she was being elected, Charles Taylor came up and the drumbeat began.
Yes, now Liz, you're absolutely right. I just want to say for those, you know, I follow African news because I'm there so much. But the deal was that in order for her to get the aid that she needed from America, they had to deal with the problem of Charles Taylor. The problem of Charles Taylor, she has to call for his extradition from Nigeria to Liberia and then turn him over to Sierra Leone. And when she came to America, they beat up on her first. Mm-hmm. Then when Obasanjo came here to meet with Bush, they beat up on him, and something had to happen. So it's very interesting. Before, here's the story in Africa. And it definitely is mentioned in some African magazines that before Bush would meet with Obasanjo, who is the president of the largest populated nation on the African continent, America gets 18 to 22% of their oil from Nigeria. She's a major supplier for America. Before Obasanjo could meet with President Bush, he had to tell him about the Charles Taylor problem. And at the same day, Charles Taylor is apprehended, as they say, trying to escape from his compound in Kabbalah and trying to cross the border into Cameroon. And it was all a setup. They told him to go somewhere. He left the compound. They arrested him, took him to the capital, Abuja, and then from Abuja flew him to Liberia. In Liberia, they put handcuffs on him, and a helicopter took him from Liberia to the Freetown in Sierra Leone.
That sounds like President Aristide. That sounds like now I can't think of his name, who was assassinated by the CIA. He was supposed to be someplace. I can't think of his name, but
what country?
My mind is drawing a blank. But that sounds like exactly the same setup for President Aristide.
Absolutely. They took Aristide out. It was actually a coup engineered by the United States government.
And they said that they were going to do, they got him to the airport. They said that something was going to happen when he got to the airport, and then something else happened when he got
That's
there.
That's exactly right. Put him on a plane, took him to the Central African Republic.
That's right.
Because they had just engineered a coup in the Central African Republic. The man who was ruling that country was their man, and he stayed there in the Central African Republic until they moved him.
So the question is, why the fixation on Charles Taylor from this next country?
Okay. Let me just do a quick background. You know, as you know, Minister Farrakhan, these African heads of state, he has a good relationship with him, and being that I'm like his ambassador there, In 1997, the war in Liberia had spun out of control. Charles Taylor was being supported by Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso and Muammar Gaddafi. And they were about to seize, his army was about to seize Monrovia, and it was going to be a bloodbath. So what the American government said to Charles Taylor, that come out of the bush, lay your weapons down, have a free and fair election. Whoever wins the election, we will support them in rebuilding the country. They never expected Charles Taylor to win because they felt that the people hated him. He had destroyed so many villages in his war, trying to overthrow the government that was there after Doe was killed, but he won the election. And when I was in Liberia, I was asking people, why did you vote for him if you don't like him? Because he was the only man that could hold this country together.
Mm.
If anyone else won the election, there would be another coup and so forth, and we'd be back in the same chaos. So we voted for the man that was strong enough to form a government.
Mm.
America failed him because they didn't like his relationship with Muammar Gaddafi, who was on the no-no list of America, the Axis of Evil group, and so forth. So they tried to move on him by supporting two rebel groups to overthrow him, and it went back and forth.
Mm.
But he won a fair election. Jimmy Carter was there. There were some improprieties here and there, but he won a fair election because the Liberian people were smart enough to know that this is the only man that can form a government, and we can try to bring some sense of normal government to a country that was in complete chaos. So he won the election. So all of those years he was struggling for the aid. I went there two or three times, no electric in Monrovia, no running water, and all of the problems, and he was reaching out to get aid. One of the countries he reached to get aid that helped him tremendously was Libya. Now, you have to remember that Libya is a country now nearing 6 million people with a tremendous income from oil. At one time, they were earning as much as $22 billion a year. I don't know what the figures are today, but that's a lot of wealth.
Well, didn't the president of Libya offer the nation how many millions?
$1 billion.
$1 billion,
that's right.
And that's when they created. I was like on midnight on the floor of the house. They created a law saying that y'all couldn't take it.
We could not take it. That's right. We could not take the money.
Can you take it now?
We can. We're working on it. That's why we were there when they announced the relationship.
I know that's right.
We're working on it.
But what did the law say?
The law said that you cannot have any money coming from Libya. OFAC, the Office of Foreign Assets, said that no money could come from Libya because of these sanctions against any financial transaction with Libya.
So and they wrote that law right after he said he was going to do that.
Give us $1 billion.
That's right. That's right.
So this is how it unfolded. Then the groups that were fighting against Charles Taylor from Guinea and from Cote d'Ivoire, the two countries that border Liberia, were supported as surrogates from the United States. And finally, it reached the point where there was going to be another bloodbath in Monrovia. But the point, Liz, I want to make is that they tried to seize Charles Taylor in Ghana. They invited him to a peace conference in Ghana. He came there because he wanted to try to see if he could settle the thing. While he was there, Donald Crane, who was the one set up with the International Court in Sierra Leone, asked the government of Ghana, its president, John Kafur, to arrest him and deport him. And all of the five presidents that were there for this meeting said that this is unprincipled. We invited the man for a peace conference. Then we arrest him and send him to jail. He said that we would be disrespected all over Africa. Nobody would accept that. So they put Charles Taylor on a plane, sent him back home. Then the struggle goes on to get him out of office. And finally, when Charles Taylor himself saw that there would be a bloodbath, he made an agreement that he would step down. He's the legitimate elected president, but he would step down to avoid bloodshed if there was an agreement that he would not be extradited and stand trial.
Where was the bloodshed going to come from?
In Monrovia, the two rebel armies, Lords and another group that were fighting against him, they were about to seize the city, and they were going to have a fight for the city of Monrovia.
Who's the energy behind both of these groups?
Well, they say that America's hand is never shown. Let me tell you something interesting that happened. I was in an airport in Ghana, and there was this woman. I heard her accent, and we started talking, and she was from Haiti, but she lived in America. And she was with a young white American captain, and he was working with a group in Guinea. And the group that he was working with in Guinea was the group that was trying to overthrow Charles Taylor. So he was, and they were talking to me, you know, I look like just a black American, but they start talking to me about it, literally talking to me. So I said to myself, oh, America is aiding these groups. And they never aid them direct. They use a surrogate, mm-hmm. such as what's happening in Somalia right now. And so America was aiding because of their dislike of Charles Taylor, the fact that his relationship with governments throughout the world, that America had a problem with.
But here's the thing. America is, because, you know, it's getting harder and harder for America to go anywhere to get their oil. So now they have to go back and reconsider their relationships with people and see if they can be nice to people that have what they need. Reunited with the president of Libya. So why?
Because off the coast of Liberia is a tremendous oil.
Well, there you go.
Liberia has gold, diamonds, tremendous timber, iron ore, the rubber tree plantations, and oil off the coast that has not been brought up.
Then why would the president of Libya then say give in to Americans' demands? If they have that many riches, why do you have to give in to those demands?
You mean the president of Liberia?
Yes, Liberia, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Of Liberia.
Because they need infrastructure money. They need, in order to bring the oil up that they know is under the sea off the coast, they need those oil companies to bring it up. They don't have the ability to bring it up.
Relationship with the president of Libya.
Of Libya. And this is a thing where some people like the West.
Uh-huh.
They like the idea. America being the king of the hill, they want this relationship. But I'm telling you right now, America's not sincere in her relationship with Africa. It's dealing with oil. From Guinea-Bissau, if you look at a map of Africa, all the way down the west coast of Africa is tremendous oil. And being that Bush has created a mess for himself mm-hmm. in the Middle East, mm-hmm. and this boy is going to end up drinking if he continues like this, because mm-hmm. it is a mess, and mm-hmm. he knows it's a mess. He's scratching his head. He apologized the other day for...
Kind of, sort of. I mean, you have children, you have great-grandchildren. You know when an apology is sincere. That was not a sincere apology.
You know, when he was tough-talking... Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's backstepping from bringing on
exactly.
and so forth. But what happens now, he has to cultivate, and this is what I want our community to see, our business people, that Africa is the new business frontier.
Yes, it is.
900 million people, tremendously wealthy in oil. America needs oil, and they must cultivate this kind of relationship. And you can see it all on the west coast of Africa, Nigeria, Angola, Gabon. They have to cultivate a relationship, because if this thing continues in the Middle East the way it's going, it's going to be very difficult to get any oil out of the Middle East.
And one of the part of the conversation we're going to have this morning is also about what's going on in Latin America and Central America as well.
Which ties into this
because it's like doors are, you can almost hear the doors being closed all around the world because of how America acts with easy access and controllable access to oil. Latin America is starting to say no to America, so now they've got to go to Africa.
Yes, absolutely.
And we need to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Akbar Muhammad. We are talking black and brown today. We're talking about Africa. We're talking about Central America, Latin America. You need to stay with us. We'll be back. Yeah.
It's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack. So check weather at yahoo.com. And then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic America Drive and eastbound 44 from Bolton Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 at 141, 270, no problems there. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from TRUs back to K. Look for traffic rebuilding. Westbound 270 at West 4th and look for slight delays. Westbound 55, westbound 64, and northbound Route 3 approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge are starting to stack up, and westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and a regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of showers this afternoon with a high in the lower 80s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Saturday, partly sunny, high in the lower 80s, chance of showers in the afternoon. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 60 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 61, both under cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lawanga Center.
Hi, this is Lizbeth Tanz, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program. Each Friday, my co-host Connie Mitchell and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects, so come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Professor Stephen Yates of the University of South Carolina is our guest Tuesday morning at 7. He recently wrote a disturbing dissertation on a plan the Bush administration is pushing to merge Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. into a single regional government, or a Western version of the European Union. It would create a huge free trade zone that would allow goods and people to move freely across borders, effectively doing away with domestic citizenship. How would such different political systems work as one entity?
Some Points to Ponder, Tuesday morning at 7 with Professor Stephen Yates, right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Not even here. No one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This hour, I am talking to Akbar Muhammad. We're talking black and brown, what's going on in Africa, what's going on in Latin America, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Liz, before we go back into the dynamics of Liberia, Liberia is a small country. Mm-hmm. What is unique about it was started by slaves who were shipped back, mm-hmm. not because somebody had some compassion and so forth. It was a problem in America. And it's a small country, but it has impacted the entire African continent. Mm. Now, we're in the Midwest, and we're not what you would call an international city because there's not a lot of consulates here. There's no embassies here. So we're in the Midwest. So people from New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., even Atlanta, and you go to the West Coast, Los Angeles, there are a lot of consulates and embassies and more of the people from overseas. So when those brothers and sisters in the Midwest, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Memphis, Tennessee, Jackson, Mississippi, get an opportunity to learn about this, it's a blessing. And I think that one thing, Liz, you know, you do this every day, and you have to keep feeding the public, you know. And what I think the blessing of St. Louis, and I thank God for it, is that we can keep this program on and talk about things that on some shows you couldn't even talk about. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even approach the subject because of the worrying about sponsors and what the owners like and dislike. And it's true Radio Free St. Louis. So I want to thank you, Liz. I want to thank you because the thing that you're doing Saturday tomorrow, I'll be out of town. I have to speak on the East Coast. But it's a workshop to inform us politically how to choose a leader. I love what you said this mm-hmm. morning. How do you choose leaders? If you're electing, this is not a theocracy where people are appointed.
There you go.
You know, and we're using the Bible or the Quran, but it's this democracy in America where you select people through going through the ballot box, but you got to know who you're voting for. Okay. What are their qualifications?
Mm-hmm. And why
what
are you voting?
Why are you voting? Mm-hmm. What do they stand for? And do they have enough strength in an arena where they're dealing with Caucasians, mm-hmm. 90% of them, and you're a small 10%, mm-hmm. how do you do that? Mm-hmm. Does the kind of slave mentality come up in your mind mm-hmm. that everything is all right if you please the white folks, the former, the descendants of the slave master? How can you get in there and be strong enough to try to speak up for your own people? I mean, this to me is leadership. I'm not engaged in politics. You said
local politics. No, your stage is the world, you know, okay. and continents.
But it is important because last night at the meeting at the Millions More Movement office, mm-hmm. we were discussing the attack by the newspaper, and my position was he attacked Muslims in this world newspaper. And it was in poor taste, and it was unnecessary. If it's a political dynamic, stick to the politics. Mm-hmm. If you favor one politician over another, then stick to that, mm-hmm. and you can articulate it in the editorial content of your paper.
And if people do things, then have at it. You know, if you have an issue with the person, then have at it. But the religious component of it is awful.
Yeah. So Liz, bottom line, before we go back to Liberia, I hope that and the support that you get from advertisers, mm-hmm. and I say this all the time. I used to tell Bob Law, I said, Bob Law, you are our daily newspaper. And when they took you off the air, they didn't hurt just New York, but they hurt the country because Bob went all over the country mm-hmm. as far as Oklahoma. I said, because many of us who worked at night, he came on 12 midnight to mm-hmm. 5 in the morning. Many of us who We would love to sit down every day and go through the New York Times and every week get the Time magazine, read a few African magazines. Mm-hmm. But most of us work two jobs. Mm-hmm. Most of us have the chores of children going to school. So we can't be as astute and keep up with certain international things. The national news comes on in St. Louis 5:30. You're on the highway trying to get home. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get home, it's the local news reporting all of the local crime.
Exactly.
Who shot who.
Exactly.
And who got arrested and who hijacked the car. So your international perspective is limited. Mm-hmm. So a show like this is important, Liz, to this community, and I'm appealing to the brothers and sisters in the community. See, it's not personal whether you like Liz Brown or not, you know, whether you don't like her politics or who she's for, but it's the information. I listened to you when you interviewed the man, Bush on the couch. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a reader. I buy
yes,
books.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
But I didn't read that book. Mm-hmm. I saw it, mm-hmm. and I had so much on my plate. But when that man came on your show, and I hope that the St. Louis community, and you repeated it because it was an excellent interview, but it gave us an insight to the man that's running this country right now.
I told you to take 1,500 copies of that when you were going to Africa.
That's right.
You know, can't about like presents to folks, you know.
But I'm saying this to say to our people, you know how you get hung up on personalities. Mm-hmm. I don't like this, her politics on this. I don't like her statement on this. What you got to do is look at content. Minister Farrakhan's favorite quote is, the wino is more astute than we are. He's not worried about labels, whether it's MD, Thunderbird, Duff Gordon. He's concerned about the content. Mm-hmm. Is it wine in the bottle?
Mm-hmm.
So is there information on this station in the morning that can help me, enlighten me to what's happening not only in my local community, but throughout the world? So I personally, Liz, I've been
so
away
much
from you a long time.
Thank you so
I've been
much
traveling, but I want to thank you, because when I come to town and I turn you on Fridays and other days that you are doing things, you're not just on the show talking. You take calls. You let the people talk, articulate their opinions, but you bring on people who can share information with our community.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we want to, now let me say to our audience, I just want to say what's happening in Liberia, because you're going to hear more about Liberia, and I was trying to give you the background of it. There is a book, and the way that I feel about books, everybody can't sit down and read a book if I announce a book, but you can have book clubs. And in between your book clubs, while you're reading about She's Got Game, mm-hmm. every now and then there should be some kind of political conscious book.
Mm-hmm.
But those, and we have a lot of Liberians that live in the city. Liz, my desire is to bring the Africans. We have Kenyans here. We have people from Zimbabwe, a lot of Ghanaians and Nigerians. And you have people who work on different levels in society. We
mm-hmm.
have a lot of doctors here.
Mm-hmm.
But also you got the cab drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You got the, this morning I saw a man who drives a hotel bus service.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he said? He said, Akbar Muhammad, I heard you on Liz. He said, but you hadn't been on in a while. Man, I listen to Liz all the time. But he's a grassroots person,
mm-hmm.
Liz.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man with a simple job, ferrying people back from the airport to hotels. But on his radio, he's listening to Liz's show in the morning that enlightens him to what's going on in his community as well as the world. So my desire is to bring the Africans to some kind of meeting. I'm asking Malik Ahmed to help me and other brothers in the community, that we bring the Africans from the continent that live in the St. Louis area together and talk about the interaction between the African-American community and the African. Africans stand off from us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come to a social event, but they feel that there's something that's missing that's causing us not to link with one another,
and
we have to break that down.
Also in the city of St. Louis, and it's one of my secret dreams to, when Africans come to St. Louis, they are pushed to where the International Institute is. That is on the south side of the city. From there, the education about the North St. Louis and South St. Louis begins. There's an energy and an understanding that is brought to, taken to the Africans that come here, that you don't want to be on the North side. We don't have, my secret desire is to have an international African Institute on the North side to connect the Africans and the those of us that are Africans in America, because there isn't any central place where we don't meet them off the boat. The International Institute meets them off the boat. There is no place. What is our access to that community? We don't have the grocery stores in North St. Louis that meet the demands of an international and an African community.
We don't have the reason for them to cross the border, and they're being educated not to want to cross the border. There is a difference. You don't want to be with them. You want to be with us. So our responsibility is to create that beacon, that light that draws Africans to North St. Louis, to where Africans in America are.
Right. Let me say this, and Malik Ahmed and Maurice and those that work with Better Family Life, God has blessed you with a beautiful building over there on Page in that community. And when you do the renovation of your building and open it up, it would be an excellent place. Being Malik, that you lived in Mali, you and your wife, and you know a lot about Africa, to have this kind of institution on the north side. And Liz, you're absolutely right. The Somalian community that's here and all of them, they gravitate towards the south.
They're taken there.
And not all of the Nigerians here are doctors. There's common people. They have jobs. They work in hospitals,
mm-hmm.
dressmakers,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But there has to be this kind of interaction. So if we had a place on the north side where our people are based at, mm-hmm. then we can invite them and begin this kind of interaction. This has been my dream, because by living in Africa for those 12 years, I really see that they have no real understanding mm-hmm. of us.
But there's some, but when you blessed me and took me to Africa with the Ghanaian people, it was such love. I got such big love from them. There wasn't the barriers there that are created here. I didn't feel that there were. So I think that it's like some in the air. When you get here, that there is an immediate re-education of African people. Because when I was in Ghana, I did not feel from the Ghanaian people that there was something between us.
Absolutely. It was not. They're so happy to see you come
yeah.
home to Africa.
Yes, they are.
And I have to find out what happens. It could be green cards. It could be the fear of getting deported. It could be that I have to make it. Now, the Africans, when they come to America, they feel that they have an obligation, that they have to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And if they think that anything will take them off that path, it may be this singular focus that they have. But I want to, Liz, if we could just segue back, I want
to
close this section out as soon as we come back. Okay,
carried away, I'm sorry. We got to take a break. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Akbar Muhammad. We are talking black and brown. Stay with us. We'll be back. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Well, where else are you going to get washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, everything that you need for your home inside and out, and the best deals that you can find anywhere. And then the most important part of the shopping experience, customer service. That's right, Jerome Williams will treat you like the king and queen that you are. You don't have to worry about your gas tank, because Sears is right here in the city of St. Louis, the only one right there at Union and Natural Bridge. I'm Liz Brown. When you get to Sears, tell them I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Free estimates, over 16 years experience. 361-7127, 361-7127.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Sydney. There is some evidence that the civil unrest that took place last week in East Timor may have been fomented by the United States and Australia. East Timor gained independence from Indonesia a number of years ago after the United Nations called for a referendum on the independence question. The recent unrest in East Timor appears to be the work of pro-Indonesian militias being backed by covert American and Australian operatives. It is believed both of those countries would like to gain control of sea oil areas that are under the control of East Timor. And Dateline Washington. Washington insiders say Laura Bush has apparently had a falling out with her husband over his relationship with another woman.
and has taken up temporary residence in the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C. Her security detail has been at that hotel during hours when normally she would be at the White House. At this time, it's unclear when the relationship activity took place, but speculation is it involves someone within the staff of the administration. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Philip Person Roofing is a licensed and certified roofing contractor offering a 15-year warranty on a new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Whether commercial or residential, you can finance any new roof with your Visa or MasterCard. For a free estimate, call Philip Person Roofing at 361-7127, 361-7127. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Been conspiracy hunting lately? This is Decent Guy Dunn. Tune in every Monday through Friday, midnight till 2 for the Conspiracy Hunter.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in AM 920 WGNU every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, then go do the right thing.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the Federal Reserve System, the only institution on the planet that allows banks to create money out of nothing, then turn around and make money on that nothing money when they lend it. The Fed lets the government borrow unlimited amounts of cash with no plan or intent for repayment. It's been called the greatest ripoff since Jesse James. Financial and investment counselor Roland Manarin exposes the Federal Reserve System for what it is, but also describes how you can take this new knowledge and work it for your own financial benefit on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Good call, Howard. Thanks. 454-0400 is my phone.
Is that a piece from South Africa?
No, actually it is a woman. I've forgotten her name, but she's has beautiful album. No, it's not South African. It's not South. It sounds South African.
Sounds South African.
Yeah. It's called Black Ivory Soul. That's the name of the
right?
CD. Black Ivory Soul. Thanks, Howard. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And please don't forget that tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, the Saturday Morning Urban Institute, Irene J. Smith and myself, we're going to start off. We're going to kick off. We're going to have a continental breakfast. We're going to start with how do you pick an elected official? How do you pick a leader? What are the things that you need to look for, and the things that you need to stay with, and the things that you need to demand? Please be there tomorrow at 1020 South Taylor. 1020 North Taylor. 1020 North Taylor, and that's off Taylor and Del Mar. Be there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. Our speaker will be Senator Bass as well as Senator Coleman. You don't want to miss that. I expect to see you. And Akbar, thank you for being with me. And before we get back to what we were talking about, I need you to tell people who we're going to be talking with next hour.
We're going to be talking to the first secretary of the Cuban interest section. As you know, Cuba does not have a embassy in Washington. They have an interest section in a building that is under the Swiss embassy. But it is the building I found out that Cuba owned during the time of Batista. It's a beautiful building on 16th Street in Washington. And Brother Alberto Prieto, who works with me close, who organized our trip to Cuba with me. He's become a good friend of mine, and he's astute on the politics of Cuba and the challenge that Fidel Castro, who will be 80 years old,
outlive everybody.
Mind is still sharp as a razor.
Mm. But we have to talk about that Fortune article talking about what they said was the wealth of Fidel Castro.
Oh yes,
we're going to have to talk about that in the next
document. And how Fidel said, if you can find one bank, one account that I have one peso in,
I'll step down.
So that's right.
So let's get back
to. Let me just say that today is Friday. It's the Muslim Juma prayer. And to our brothers and sisters in the audience, assalamu alaikum. And I'm going to be on Grand with Imam Ansari for the prayers. And after the prayers, we're going to have an internal talk with the Muslims and those who come out for prayer about this election in the city and this attack in the world. So I'm inviting all of the different communities, the Tahid group and Anthony Shaheed and Brother Dawood and all the Imams, please come to Grand for Juma prayer today so we can have an in-house discussion with the Muslim community over the issue of the attack on our Muslim sister in the evening world. Now, I want to just get back to two things so we can segue from Africa to South America, because we have gone to Cuba and I got a tremendous education on what Hugo Chavez is doing in his relationship with Fidel Castro and what we can do in terms of this African connection. So what we're looking at in Africa, Libya now has full diplomatic relationship with America. So that means that we can take groups to Libya. Mm-hmm. I want to be, and we go to Libya, tour Libya, because Libya is like Vietnam was after the war. People just want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Libya has been closed off so long,
mm-hmm.
and they want to see what is Gaddafi about, what has he done with the Libyan people. And from there, we can go to West Africa. So I'm working with the Libyan Minister of Culture for us to fly to Paris, then from Paris to Tripoli, stay in Tripoli 4 or 5 days, then fly to West Africa, country in West Africa. And this will give you a feel of the political dynamics, being that Brother Gaddafi has pushed the African Union and spent billions of dollars pushing this. This year, the African Union will meet in the Gambia, mm-hmm. The place where Alex Haley found the village of Kunta Kinte and his relatives. But the African Union will meet the first part of July in the Gambia, and I want to make sure we give you a report on it.
And one of the things, we're going to talk to our Cuban connection around 8:30 this morning.
Yes.
So when we come back, because we have to go to the top of the hour break right now, when we come back, can we segue into Sudan?
Yes,
Can we talk about the Sudan connection? Because everything in Africa is so, that's why I love talking about what's going on in Africa, because everything is so connected. Despite the size of the continent, it matters what happens in every one of these countries, and it's a lesson for us in terms of how everything matters and how everything is connected. So we're going to take a break. I am talking to Akbar Muhammad. We're talking black and brown. We're talking about Africa. We're talking about Latin America. We will be talking to Cuba when we come back around 8:30. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound, but suppose that's a low maybe.
Maybe. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A mixed bag from the Labor Department.
Only 75,000 new workers got jobs last month, about 100,000 fewer than economists expected. Still, the unemployment rate dipped a tenth of a percent to 4.6%, the lowest level in 5 years. This was the third straight month of a slowdown in employment growth. Figures for the previous 2 months were also revised down by 37,000 jobs. Average hourly earnings edged up 1 cent, or a tenth of a percent.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. Seven Marines and a Navy corpsman could be charged with murder today in the death of an Iraqi man. Witnesses say he was dragged from his house and shot. The men reportedly may have planted an AK-47 and a shovel near his body to make it look like he was an insurgent buying a roadside bomb. The new Iraqi prime minister wants to know why a U.S. investigation into another alleged incident involving U.S. Marines is taking so long.
The Iraqi prime minister Nouri al-Maliki has said he's losing patience with excuses from the U.S. military here that their troops have killed unarmed Iraqi civilians by mistake. A mistake may happen, he said, but there's an acceptable limit to mistakes. He added, we're worried about the increase. Maliki said his own government would investigate what happened in Haditha, and he'd investigate other cases, too, where U.S. troops killed Iraqi civilians by accident or by design.
ABC's Hillary Brown in Baghdad. Now, if you've ever been on a diet, like many of us have, you know that most restaurants can test your most steely reserve. Well, now the government says it's time to do something about it. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The next time you go out to dinner, think about a menu with a list of choices and the number of calories each one contains. A study commissioned by the Food and Drug Administration says a third of what we eat is prepared outside the home, and it calls on restaurants to give diners better nutritional information, more low-calorie choices, and smaller portions. Restaurants say they're offering healthier choices, but they say they can't make people order what they don't eat.
This is ABC News.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
One brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serve in the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Top three reasons I see a storm door in my future. Number three, it's the perfect picture frame for our front door. Number two, feeling the cool summer night's breeze without mosquitoes. And number one, I can get an Anderson storm door installed for $57.
The Home Depot has your storm door. Right now, get any Anderson-branded storm door installed through us, and basic installation is only $57. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 7th at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Additional charges may apply. Savings vary by market. See store for license numbers.
You knew it was only a matter of time before we'd hear about gas rates. The price of the pumps is bringing out the worst in us. Ask this gas station attendant in Fort Worth, Texas.
They think that we are the one who's making most money. They think that we are pocketing too much money, and then, you know, we're getting rich off of them, which is not true at all.
And swearing's just the start of it. Some people slam the pumps. Some even drive away without paying. Well, guess what? The odds makers didn't get it right this time.
The bookies were wrong.
You
and right.
Are
PinnacleSports.com said the odds-on winner of the spelling bee would be male. She isn't. Would wear glasses. She doesn't.
A C.
But the odds also said the winning word would contain the letter E.
H-E.
It does. And, the bookie said, a winning word with less than 10.5 letters would be the underdog. It was.
That is correct.
Orshkaka has 9. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour.
In the news this Friday, authorities in South Carolina will release information today on a suspect in the murder of a student from Ladue. 20-year-old Tiffany Sowers was laid to rest yesterday. Sowers was found strangled last Friday at her off-campus apartment near Clemson University. Authorities plan to release a behavioral profile, a photo of a suspect, and a photo of a vehicle believed to belong to the suspect this afternoon. The Missouri Department of Transportation is warning motorists to expect delays beginning next week on the Poplar Street Bridge. Debbie Allen, a spokesperson for MoDOT, says work will begin Monday morning to replace the bridge surface. One lane in each direction of the bridge will be closed during peak times, and two lanes will be closed during off-peak times. Allen says that will create traffic congestion, so people need to plan ahead and consider alternate routes. The work is expected to be completed by Labor Day. Finally this hour, some area Medicare recipients are looking for answers and changes to the Medicare prescription program. Missouri ProVote held a hearing in St. Louis yesterday to discuss Medicare Part D. Daniel Hines, a member of the Medicare Rights Center Advisory Board, says there are still many problems and holes in the plan.
The only people who are benefiting from this are the large drug companies, which move the prescription drugs around, change their plans. The plan administrators, insurance companies, and seniors are not enjoying the benefit that was promised to them.
Both the Missouri senators and the St. Louis area's three congressmen were invited to attend yesterday's hearing or send staff. Hines says only Congressman William Lacey Clay sent a representative. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sears. The weekly ad from Sears is now available online. Just go to Sears.com and click on their weekly ad for hundreds of great offers. The weekly ad at Sears.com. It's too many offers to fit in print. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Captain D's. Northbound Route 3 on 5570, all roadways reopened after an earlier disabled vehicle on the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is still slow around the Monsanto area. Northbound 270 at Gravelway, there's an accident that's been cleared to the shoulders. All roadways are reopened and moving smoothly. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Soccer Park, closed for no problems. Northbound 270 is slowing on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 from 141 to 270 looks good. Eastbound 70, T.R. Hughes from 79 look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at West Morrison and 170 look for slight delays. Westbound 40 from McCausland to Hanley look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 from 270 to Mason, it is very heavy volume there. Westbound 5570, westbound 64, and northbound Route 3, you can expect some delays onto the Poplar Street Bridge and Martin Luther King Bridge at Illinois Bank all the way back. Look for heavy volume going on there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Captain D's. It's summertime at Captain D's. Catfish with fries, coleslaw, hush puppies start at just $3.99. Wash it down with some of our famous brewed tea, of course, only at Captain D's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly sunny, chance of afternoon showers with a high in the lower 80s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Saturday, partly cloudy, another chance for afternoon showers. High in the lower 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting some clouds and 64. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the Federal Reserve System, the only institution on the planet that allows banks to create money out of nothing, then turn around and make money on that nothing money when they lend it. The Fed lets the government borrow unlimited amounts of cash with no plan or intent for repayment. It's been called the greatest ripoff since Jesse James. Financial and investment counselor Roland Manarin exposes the Federal Reserve System for what it is, but also describes how you can take this new knowledge and work it for your own financial benefit on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound, but to blow that the low maybe.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
In this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This morning we are taking a two-hour journey, black and brown, through Africa, Latin America, Central America. We're talking about the politics. We're talking about the connections. We're talking about what you need to know. My guest of these 2 hours, Akbar Muhammad, welcome back.
Thank you.
We were in Africa. We're going to stay in Africa. Let's talk about Sudan.
Excellent. First, Liz, I want to say that, you know, most people know that the Sudan recently, the rebel groups signed a peace accord in Nigeria. What is most interesting, as they had the demonstrations in Washington and about Darfur, no one focused that there was a rebel group. And what we have to look at is how, when the peace agreement in Abuja broke down and nobody was signing, and Taha, who we met with when we were in the Sudan, the vice president, left Abuja because there seemed the people, he said, they were not serious about a peace accord. The Sudanese government accepted everything. And for those who are listening, it's not that, you know, I've known the Sudan, been there since 77, and I'm favorable towards the government in Khartoum. But the reality is that the rebel groups had to be supported by someone. You don't get new vehicles and weapons and so forth.
You don't pull them out of the air.
You don't pull them out of the air. And what was most interesting is that when they refused to sign...
Patrice Lumumba is who I was trying to think of.
Oh, okay, the assassination in the Congo. Under the deputy to Condoleezza Rice got on the plane. I'm just trying to think, Zolik, something like that, got on a plane and flew there and pressured the rebels to sign the accord. That's how it happened. And they ended up signing except one group out of the three rebel groups.
So the question is, why would the pressure from Condoleezza Rice's deputy cause them to do that? What did he have to tell them to pressure them to do that?
Absolutely. Now, all of the brothers and sisters who are listening to us who are politically astute, it just can't come out of the air that he could go there and pressure them to sign, just like John Garang.
Because they didn't even send Condoleezza there.
No.
I mean, if you think about it from that perspective, it wasn't even the person. It was an aid to a person that was able to get those people together.
To sign this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we have heard, what is floated in the press, I'll put it like that, is that this was some kind of conflict and there was genocide going on. But the rebels, their attack and their fighting and taken safe haven in the village. None of this is mentioned, and it just came to surface during this peace conference, but none of that's ever mentioned. But the same thing with John Garang. Why did John Garang sign the peace accord? What did Colin Powell have as a stick that made him come to the table and sign the peace accord with the South and the North? So it's obvious that America is supporting these entities, and you could only say sign this accord, otherwise I'm cutting aid off to you.
That's right.
You'll get no more money for weapons.
That's
you will
exactly
get no
right.
more. You get nothing.
They had nothing.
Sign this accord, and they were pressured to do it.
Because it's not the four. Every what has been wonderful, because I love it when God reveals to us what has been wonderful with this administration is the revelation that many the blanket has been pulled off of the way that we do dealings with people in the world through this current administration. So what the world now, some many people in the world now understand that they didn't prior to this administration is that the United States is not respected and the United States doesn't always keep their agreements. So it makes it easier to understand that they must have had something on them because you don't bend to the will of the United States just because.
Yeah, that's right. Now let me say for our audience, Sudan is a very important country in Africa, bordered by 9 African countries. It's rich. It could be the breadbasket for all of the Middle East and most of Africa. It has about 30 million people right now. Mm-hmm. It will emerge as the third largest oil producer in Africa very soon. The problem with the Sudan and the United States government is that the Chinese are in there taking this oil because the demand for energy, oil in China has skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And China is scouring the world for oil supply, so they have invested in the Sudan, and they're taking the oil out. America does not like that. Mm-hmm. So America has a difference with the Sudanese government and the fact that it is an Islamic government and the fact that they have had and do have close relationship with Hamas in occupied Palestine and Islamic Jihad. Mm-hmm. And so the American government has a hit list mm-hmm. on them. And they have sanctions against the Sudan. Mm-hmm. If these sanctions, Liz, as you were there, and they said that there's a train that runs from Khartoum to Al-Flasha and the capital of Darfur, if they could set up that train line, they could get supplies there much easier. But the parts and everything that they need come from America, and with the sanctions, they're not able to get these parts. If the UN really wants to help, other than paying lip service and we can't get aid in there, is tell the United States government, lift the sanctions on things that represent humanitarian needs, mm-hmm. such as they did with Cuba.
And the other piece of it is that, and this is just, I don't know, I because we went there and because I got a chance to see the country up close, I'm resentful of when I see what feels like it's opportunistic acts of politicians to jump out there. Let me get arrested for protesting on behalf of Sudan. You know, it feels fake and it feels calculated and it feels strategical to get them to say something about themselves that's not true.
Absolutely.
And they don't have any clue about what's going on in Sudan.
If we could sit them at a table, Liz, those same ones that got arrested in front of the Sudanese embassy the day before that rally, if you could sit them at a table and question them on their knowledge of what's happening in the Sudan, they would come up very short.
From a basic question of how old is this country?
Yes.
You know how old is Sudan?
Yes.
I mean, Sudan. And the other piece of it is that remember, right before we went, the news stories all about the Janjaweed,
right.
and these Muslims and these black Arabs that were coming down and swooping in and going after killing people.
Yes.
You don't hear the word Janjaweed anymore.
Yes, it's almost faded out.
Yes, it has.
That's right.
Yes, it has.
And
that's one of the things we brought back from the trip. There is no, the Janjaweed is a myth. It's a creation that is being used to push the administration's issue the way that they want it.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing, and I'm going to close, I want to just, you know, our time is on, so I want to segue into a couple of other African countries before we come to the Caribbean, and in particular talk about Cuba and the recent delegation that Minister Farrakhan took to Cuba. The Chad is going through a phase of a civil war now. Mm-hmm. Derby just won the election, but the war in Chad is related to what's happening in the Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chad has oil. American company dug up the oil in the southern part of Chad. They built a pipeline from Chad all the way through the Cameroons to the west coast of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, again, is to get oil out of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem came, the American oil company said that they would have to administrate all of the money from the oil, tell the government how to spend it. And it's like boys, you know, like you're a child, you can't handle this money. So we have to administrate the money because you're corrupt, you're going to take the money, and we have to administer. So the leadership of Chad disagreed with that.
Oh, yeah?
And so now, in his disagreement, they have fueled a rebel thing to try to get him out of office so that they can maintain the control of the oil that they want. This is how treacherous it is. Another thing you saw in the news last week was Somalia. Now, this is on the Horn of Africa. It's a strategic country. Anyone have a map of Africa? Look at Somalia. It's on the Horn of Africa where all of the oil and everything flow through that area. And the control of Somalia is
key. Critical. It is critical.
It's key. And so now the country since Siad Barre was overthrown in 1991, the country has been dysfunctional. But the people who seek to control that like it. So what they want to do now is they've armed these warlords. And the warlords and the government that's trying to establish itself.
Who's arming the warlords?
The United States government through Kenya is arming these people under the pretext that we must stop an Islamic fundamentalist government from coming to power because it will be a safe haven for Al-Qaeda and they will control the Horn of Africa. So through Kenya, the United States government, and that's what the interim president has said clearly, that the American is financing these warlords under the threat that we have to protect this from an Islamic government that will make it a terrorist haven such as Afghanistan.
Then why not give the arms to the government that's there now?
Because the government there will not capitulate to America's demands and America's control. They say we are free and independent people and we will not be dictated by the United States government.
And we also have the recent memory, in our recent memory, mental Rolodex, is what happened when our military attempted to continue to abuse the Somalian people.
That's right. And it was put in a film that most
Black
of
Hawk
you saw,
Black
Hawk Down, 18 Americans killed. And when they saw the hatred in the Somalian people, and don't forget the American government had put a bounty on one of the leaders, Adid, $25 million on his head. So this bounty on people's heads is not anything new.
Mm-hmm.
They have done this in the past. And the people just resented that they were coming into their country, occupying it, and try to take it over. And we're seeing the results of that. Now, the other thing I want to mention is the Congo.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the other day in the news that Joseph Kabila, who is the son of Laurent Kabila, who was killed, assassinated, said that this is him right here, that what has happened with the rape of the women by the UN peacekeeping force, in particular in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, is unacceptable. And the very fact that over 3.5 million people have been killed in the eastern part of the Congo in the last 4 years.
How many?
3.5 million. But yet and still the outcry over Darfur, what they say 200,000. So I haven't seen any protests. I haven't seen any picket signs. I haven't seen campaigns on college campuses with young black students about what's happening in the eastern part of the Congo that between the U.S. and the U.N. have the ability to stop the carnage that's going on there. So it shows you that the political dynamics are a little different. In the Congo, they have something one of your callers just called in, a brother from Haiti. He mentioned coltan. This is the item that you use in cell phones that's found in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Only in Africa.
Only in Africa. And you can imagine the demand of cell phones worldwide and the control of those resources from the Congo. But the way that the Western powers do it, Liz, is they keep a country an internal conflict and battling. While they're battling, they're pulling the resources out.
Mm-hmm.
This is what was happening in Nigeria. Nigeria has had tremendous problems, internal strife, but yet and still oil keeps coming out.
But there's also something else going on. It's a familiar thing, so it's not. I don't want to give credit that people are so people that are evil are so smart. It's interesting that the word that they attach to African nations, they're corrupt. Their governments are so corrupt. There's so much corruption going on there. Can you tell us about the corruption in these governments? Well, it's interesting. No other country or no other continent seems to have this definition of corrupt attached to them the way that they can attach it to a country like Nigeria. Why
right,
is that?
Right, because, I mean, the corruption that exists in Africa is on the same level of the corruption in America. Mm-hmm. And we saw it with this Abrams and all of that. But what they show is that the people in power in these governments who don't have a system set up that when you become an ex-president or an ex-politician, where you can find a way to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
So in Africa, they call it chop money.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel when they're in positions of power, they got to try to store something up because when they're out of office, they're out of office. But this is
kind of like when we have Republicans and Democratic senators that run for the presidential race and they lose, but they get to keep all that money that they raised in that campaign use it for themselves.
Thank you.
Kind of like that.
Use that as a launching pad to do consulting work and so
mm-hmm.
forth. They go on.
Mm-hmm.
But in Africa, that's not set up.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, my personal opinion is because the Africans have their own tradition, but they try to take their tradition and push it to the side and accept this Westminster form of government
mm-hmm.
that has produced problems across Africa with leaders who were the founding fathers of the revolution. They're kicked out. They're disrespected under the guise of democratic reform.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is a classic example.
Mm-hmm.
Where
the BBC is just awful when it comes to talking about Zimbabwe. It's awful when it comes to talking about Haiti because of their intense hatred of it. In fact, I heard a story on the BBC about they interviewed a white farmer talking about the horrible inflation in Zimbabwe that is 2,000%. And the only way that we can fix this is to give the land back to the farmers that know how to farm the land, because we've given it to people that don't know what they're doing, and that's why inflation is the way that it is.
Yeah. The desire to either wait for what we call the evil accident of time, the death of Mugabe, or to get
evil
him out of power.
They
get him out of power, and they're using a man, the opposition leader, trained at Harvard, went for a course because he doesn't know anything about the mechanism of government, and then he has to be funded and
mm-hmm.
financed by someone.
And then there's also, going back to the first part of our conversation, the principled component. You bring in somebody that is not principled enough to understand that the land is the
people.
You know, it was stolen from the people. The England said, okay, yeah, we're going to give you the land. In fact, we're going to pay for the land. And they didn't adhere to their principled statement and their promise to do so. So you bring in an unprincipled person with no connection to his country, then that's what
happens. Absolutely. And the last thing I want to mention is Ghana. Ghana is celebrating their 50th year of independence. And I spoke to in New York to a group of the people who were planning and trying to get ready for it. And I said that this would represent a good segue into the African-American community by talking about Martin Luther King's connection to Ghana, his first trip there for independence,
mm-hmm.
and all that took place.
W.E.B.
Du Bois.
Mm-hmm.
And all that took place, this would give a great opportunity for Ghana now to say we have a strong connection with the people in North America and throughout
Absolutely.
The Caribbean.
Absolutely. And we have to take a break. I am talking to Akbar Muhammad. We are talking about the brown and black connection, Africa, Central America. And I'm Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. When we come back, we will be talking to Cuba. Stay with us.
The
register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Looks like Six Flags St. Louis is kicking off its best season ever with a 45th anniversary and the largest expansion in park history. And here with us on the phone right now, the one and only Tasmanian Devil. Taz. Taz, are you there? Yeah, Taz, it's a pleasure to speak to you, too. My wife's doing great. Listen, we've heard so much about the expansion. Tell us about it. So, you've got the all-new Superman Tower of Power, the Bugs Bunny National Park, and the Justice League Superheroes? And it's all part of the 45th anniversary, which has shows, nightly parades, and a laser light show? Wow, that's a lot, considering you've already got some of the world's most amazing rides and family entertainment. Is there anything else? Six Flags is what? Oh, I see. Six Flags is more than a theme park. It's an experience. And get discount tickets at SixFlags.com.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sour Traffic and Weather. The Sour Traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Northbound 270 at 44 is returned back to normal. Eastbound 70 from K to Zumbel, look for normal traffic. Westbound 270 from West Florissant to 170 is returned to normal. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slow traffic there. Southbound 270 at Ladue and 40 is returned back to normal. Northbound 270 from Clayton Road all the way to 40 is on the move. Westbound 5570 from Main Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for some delays, as well as northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect some delays as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way back through with Bleak Landing. Look for no problems to report there. And Compton Avenue is closed in both directions from Market Street to Scioto as crews prepare to take down the Compton overpass over 40 this weekend. So there will be some delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Job description, guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you. Great training and college benefits available. Find out more at goang.com. That's goang.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly sunny, a chance for showers this afternoon, high in the lower 80s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Moving on to Saturday, partly cloudy, another chance for afternoon showers, high in the lower 80s. And Sunday, pretty much the same, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 64 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting clouds and 64 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby.
And we'd like to invite you to join us on the Design Life every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
We hope you'll join us as we talk about designing your life to achieve success and fulfillment.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Lighter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, volunteer leader, or head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that matter to you. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
Hi, I'm John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU. 9:20 a.m.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and I am here with Akbar Muhammad. We are talking about black and brown. We are going through Africa. We're going through Central America. We're talking about the issues that you need to know about in the world that you live in. And Akbar, I want to thank you again for coming on, and I would like for you to introduce our next guest who's joining us from Washington, D.C.
Yes. First, his name is Alberto Prieto, and Alberto was very instrumental in putting together the arrangements for Minister Farrakhan to make his historical visit to Cuba, where we took a delegation of 23 people, and Minister Farrakhan's desire was to study a country that turns out people for service. And we went to Cuba. We had a great historical trip. We visited all of these ministries. And the person who is on the line is the one that helped bring it together between him and the ambassador from Cuba there in Washington, D.C. But one of the most interesting things, and the reason I invited him on the show to be with us this morning, Liz, is that we met with the families of the Cuban Five. And these are five Cuban men who are incarcerated here in America, who went to Miami because of the plots against Cuba. Don't forget, for 47 years they've been trying to overthrow Castro and the anti-Castro group based in Miami, supported by the U.S. government. And when they found out that a plot existed to do harm to Cuba and to commit acts of terrorism, they tried to inform the authorities, the FBI. Instead of the FBI arresting the terrorists, they arrested them and put them in prison in America in some of the most horrible treatment that you can find. The Max security that used to be at Marion has now moved to, I think it's Florence, Colorado. And some of them are there, but they had spread them out over the country, making it very difficult for their families to see them. So Minister Farrakhan sat down with the families. And I told the families and those when I were in Cuba and that are concerned with it, that it is not known in the communities in America what happened to the Cuban Five. So I invited Brother Alberto to be with us, as I affectionately call my brother, so he can discuss from a Cuban point of view what is happening and some of the other aspects, the positive things that Comandante Fidel said that he would like to see in this interaction with the struggling masses in North America.
First Secretary, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
It's a pleasure to have, pleasure and an honor to have you here. One of the things that I love what Minister Akbar was saying about the connection between what happens in this country and what happens in Cuba. Could you talk to us about I think I kind of would just like to do a Cuba 101. Could you talk to us about the relationship of the United States and Cuba, where it is now, and the beginning of it?
Okay, I will refer. First of all, let me thank Minister Luis Farrakhan through Brother Abba Muhammad for giving us the opportunity to speak about the Cuban issues and also about the Cuban Five. Also, thank this wonderful radio station of San Luis for giving us the opportunity to defend the truth. The more than 40 years relationship between the two countries has been very, very complicated and very difficult. And right now, I can tell you briefly that we are having a very serious situation and a deterioration of the relationship with the current administration. I would also like to refer to the story of the Cuban Five whenever you want me to do it.
Okay.
Liz, I want to say that under the Bush administration, Alberto, you're saying that the relationship between Cuba and America has gone downhill under the Bush administration. If so, what do you attribute that to? What is it about this administration that is in power in America now that has caused the relationship to deteriorate even worse than it was in the past?
Well, from the very beginning, this administration has been very aggressive, not only towards Cuba, but to other countries in the world. In the case of Cuba, the link between the administration and the right-wingers in Miami is very strong. You have to remember that the governor in Miami is Jeb Bush, so the link is very strong, the compromises are very strong, and also there was a big participation of the Cuban-Americans in the last elections, in the last two elections, okay, that were trouble elections, so there was a big compromise, so there's been an increase of the aggressions against Cuba.
Well, and in terms of the increase, is it increased participation? Is it increased funding into Florida? Is there increased focus into Florida? How is it different now than it has been in the past?
Well, let me explain that in several ways. For example, there have been increase in funds. They are allowing more than $40 million to groups inside of Cuba to do subversion, open subversion in Cuba. More than $40 million.
$40 million a year?
A year. Mm. A year to do open subversion inside of Cuba. And this is something that is public. You can open the website, the State Department website. You can go to Cuba desk, and then they would say, they would spread there the amount that is being given to do that inside of Cuba. Also, the economic sanctions. The economic sanctions have suffered. Whenever we try to do a business with any other country there, under any subsidiary, U.S. subsidiary, we cannot do it. Even the religious groups have been attacked. For example, more than 20 big religious groups have been taken away their license to travel to Cuba. And that was the only groups that were traveling, because academic was shut down. Generally was shut down. Most of the relationship has been shut down. And those who traveled, who dare to travel to Cuba without the license, they have been sent fines, they have been called to court. So it's been very, very restrictions.
So it's been a ratcheting up of the tools that have always been in place, but nobody's used them quite like this administration.
No, not at all. Before, there were some of the measures, but they were not taken almost. But this administration has been following closely. They have sent more than 200 fines to different people, because the U.S. people is a very courageous people, and they travel and they challenge the law. They know the Constitution is on their side. So they travel to Cuba, but when they return, they are sent fines, and they have called to court.
Yes. Alberto, I just want to just go over that briefly for our audience. You know, you have to get a license to travel to Cuba. They have to give you a license to go. And what
The
State Department, mm-hmm. and it comes the State Department and OFAC, the Office of Foreign Assets, I believe it is, Alberto. But here's the thing that is very painful. First of all, most people say that Cuba is a communist state. So when you say that in the American, on the American continent, and especially with the right-wing Christian groups, it's like it's a godless society, that there's no churches there.
But we're also twisted and dishonest in our, even in our feelings about communism, because China's a communist country too, isn't it?
That's
And America, and I can't count the number of right-wing Republicans that have gone over to China to do business.
Yes, I also forgot to mention that the Cuban-Americans, the Cuban families have been the most attacked in the measures. Huh. Let me just mention two of them. For example, now a Cuban-American that is here living in the U.S. can visit the family every 15 days every 3 years.
Wow.
Every 3 years you have the possibility to... If you go now and your mother is sick and you return in 15 days, you cannot go and see her again in another
For 3 years.
3 years. So the Cuban-Americans have been double affected with the new restrictions.
Does, and another component that is that appears to be ratcheting up the America's fixation, this administration's fixation on Cuba, is Cuba's relationship with Hugo Chavez.
Yes, the problem is that you have to acknowledge that a country has had to the freedom and independence to relate to any country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And for us and for many people in even in the U.S., Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, has doing a great job. He's doing a revolution inside of Venezuela. We have in Cuba has like now, let me tell you right now, we have 36,000 physicians working for free in the world.
And First Secretary, we need to take a break right now.
Okay.
I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Akbar Muhammad and also Alberto Prieto. He is the First Secretary of the Cuban Intersection. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We'll be back with more of this conversation. Stay with us.
Okay.
There is a drum that beats steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it power and know the sound of truth.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, where else, where else, where else? You have washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. I don't know what you need. Everything is there right there at Union and Natural Bridge. And there's only one Sears in the city of St. Louis, and it is black-owned. You need to get on down there, get your shop on. I'm Liz Brown. When you do that, when you get on over to Sears, tell them I told you to.
Thinking about moving? Think Allstate. If you're looking for some cheap flyby night, this is not the place to call. If you're looking for first-class service in local and long-distance moving, Allstate's is the only choice. Celebrating 77 years of service to St. Louis and the nation. Allstate's Transworld Van Lines, 314-389-6200. Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Cape Town. Some genetically engineered cows have been created at an agricultural research unit in South Africa to try and increase the production of milk. The six-month-old calves are the result of genetic manipulation between Holstein and Jersey dairy cows. Researchers say the cows seem to be growing faster than normal, and that indicates farmers can gain by not only improving their milk production, but by selling them off for beef as well. And Dateline Naples. A missing Canadian diplomat has been found dead in Italy. 49-year-old Louis Brooks Miskell was based in Vienna, Austria, and had arrived in Italy for a vacation in early March, but was not heard from shortly thereafter. His body was found inside a manhole with a knife protruding from his abdomen. Miskell was the liaison officer to the United Nations specialized agencies based in Vienna, the most important of which is the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Canadian government is refusing to release any information about Miskell, leading to speculation that he may have been operating undercover in an intelligence function. It is known that Canada has been selling tritium, a substance necessary for production of nuclear weapons, to Iran. And Canada has a reputation for selling such material to anyone who wants to buy it. Investigators say there is a possibility Miskell's murder could have something to do with the outing of former CIA operative Valerie Plame by the Bush administration. Switzerland has been trying to track down those entities who did business with rogue nuclear material broker AQ Khan out of Pakistan, but the Bush administration has refused to cooperate in the Swiss investigation because Khan and his organization was also being targeted by the CIA. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, my friend. This is Minister Ernest Greenlee inviting you to join me for good gospel music and church news you can use every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 12 noon. The Holy Ghost take us to a higher level every week. So join me, Minister Ernest Greenlee, and receive a double portion every Saturday morning at 10:30 here on 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Carrie Rochelle.
And I'm Elaine Adams.
Join us here in the ladies' room every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m., an exclusive format for ladies with challenging, insightful, objective, and thought-provoking topics.
The ladies' room. It's time to revive, restore, renew, rejuvenate, and refresh, where there's always something to talk about.
So join us in the ladies' room.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me Friday nights here on WGNU for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Well, maybe not line up and shake hands.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Good job, Howard. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, and I am here with Akbar Mohammed and the first secretary of the Cuban Intersection, Alberto Prieto. And welcome back, Alberto.
Thank you.
And I stopped you in the middle of a discussion.
Yes.
And I wanted you to continue that thought.
Okay, yes. I just was referring that Cuba has now working abroad more than 36,000 physicians for free in underdeveloped countries, most of them in the rural areas. And we have 22,000 or 24,000 in Venezuela. And Venezuela has gained a lot from this help, and we have gained a lot from the help from Venezuela. We have signed an agreement that is not the FTA agreement. It's a quite different agreement named ALBA. It's quite new. It's quite revolutionary. And Bolivia now is also participating in this agreement.
Mm.
I want to come in, and I guess I can mention it here, but Fidel Comandante, I want to address him like that, made an offer to Minister Farrakhan to assist in the education of doctors from North America that we have already mentioned on other radio shows in New York and Chicago, and we're going to take advantage of this. Whatever we have to do to satisfy the requirements of the American government, we're going to do that because it's a free education to turn out medical doctors in 6 years. And Minister Farrakhan has already begun to take applications across this country to get students who would be interested in the offer made to us by Comandante Fidel Castro. Also, when I was in Cuba, we saw the eye surgery, Operation Miracle. And the difference, which is, it's unbelievable that they would take people who actually are blind, have cataracts, and cannot see. They bring them to Cuba, especially from the Caribbean, perform this surgery on them absolutely free, and let them go back. As a matter of fact, when I get my license, I'm going back to Cuba to have my eyes done in Cuba, because what I saw there was unbelievable. But the Alberto, if you don't mind, I want to say this. We only have a few minutes on the line. But those who remember the Cuban Revolution, that Che Guevara was a doctor. He took off his white jacket, picked up the gun, helped in the revolution. And in the New World Order today, the jacket now has been put back on, and Cuban doctors, 36,000 all throughout the world, in Africa and South America, Cuba is turning out doctors to service the needs of the masses of people who cannot afford medical service because of a capitalist system that has strangled the health industry. And now the new revolution is Cuba produces revolutionaries who are doctors now going out to service the masses of people.
That's correct.
So can we talk about the Cuban Five?
Yes. Alberto, yes. I just want to say this. The first of all, the man who, the terrorist who is in America.
Posada Carriles.
Yes, and who is now seeking American citizenship. And he bombed a Cubana Airlines with the fencing team on it. We saw the pictures when we were in Cuba, and America is harboring this criminal. And even though Venezuela is asking for him to be extradited because he has Venezuela citizenship, but America's holding him in, and they're so-called anti-terrorists, they allow this terrorist to exist. And so the Cuban Five are victimized. These are patriotic Cubans who were trying to protect the interests of their homeland from this group in Miami, and now they are now victimized and in prisons in America. So, Alberto, in the last few minutes that we have, could you mention something about the Cuban Five to our audience?
And also, what do the Cuban people feel about the Cuban Five?
Well, the Cuban people, let me begin with that, they feel they are heroes. And they consider the heroes because they are innocent people. They were fighting against terrorism in Florida. The Nation of Islam went to Cuba and met the families of the five and promised that in a deep emotional meeting to help them bring the truth to the American people that is a great people and has shown to defend noble causes before. But who are the Cuban Five? They are five people that are serving sentences. Let me tell you that they are serving four life sentences and 75 years collectively after being wrongly convicted in the U.S. Federal Court in Miami. They were convicted on June 8, 2001. Their names are Gerardo, Ramon, Antonio, Fernando, and René. And the five were falsely accused by the U.S. government of committing espionage, conspiracy against the United States, and other related charges. But they pointed out vigorously in their defense that they were involved in monitoring the actions of Miami-based terrorist groups in order to prevent terrorist attacks like the 9/11 to the country of Cuba and in the U.S. They were even preventing attacks in the U.S. They never directed the actions were never directed at the U.S. government. They never harmed anyone, nor ever possessed, nor use any weapon while in the United States. The mastermind of these activities in Florida is Posada Carriles, the brother Bart just mentioned that, and he's in a prison in Texas, but he's only convicted for immigration problems.
And it's a reluctant presence that he has there because our government wasn't going to give him up.
Yes.
They acted like they didn't even know he was in Florida.
Yes, we, in 1998, there were a lot of bombings in Cuba, in hotels, and even Italian tourists died. And so we handed over a lot of information to the FBI about this problem. And what they did, after, instead of going after the terrorists, they went after the Cuban Five that were those who gave the information to Cuba and put them in prison.
And I'm sorry, our time is coming to an end. I would love to have you back.
Okay, whenever you want.
Okay, I will call you, Alberto, and make arrangements so that we can spend more time.
Okay.
This is an important subject, especially in the Midwest of America.
I would love to explain more about the five. I have the whole information.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz Brown, for this opportunity, and thank you, Brother Bart.
And also, you can listen to the show on the Internet at WGNU.net, and you can also get a copy of the show at WhiteRoseSociety.org, where it's archived.
Good, I will.
Very good.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, I'll be back in the next hour. You don't want to miss it. Stay with me.
You were born with
some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that you promote, that's a low name.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Brothers, stop the system.
But the hard truth is that not everyone. Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. This has not been a good week for U.S. troops in Iraq. The military is investigating at least 3 cases of alleged wrongdoing, one involving the accused execution of 11 unarmed civilians in Iraq in Ishiki, a town north of Baghdad. Here's ABC's Hillary Brown.
The pictures show a half-destroyed house, partly in flames, marked with bullet holes, and inside the bodies of 11 men, women, and children, including a 6-month-old baby and an elderly woman. According to the local police, the villagers were herded into a single room of the house and shot. The U.S. military says its troops, backed by helicopters, attacked the house, acting on a tip-off that an Al-Qaeda terrorist was inside. The house collapsed, the military said, and they found 4 dead civilians, plus the suspect who is still alive. The incident is now under investigation. Hillary Brown, ABC News, Baghdad.
7 Marines and a Navy corpsman will reportedly be arrested in connection with the murder of a man in April. They are also accused of planting evidence on the man to make him appear to be an insurgent. The military and the Iraqi government, meanwhile, looking into a 3rd incident involving the alleged deaths of about 24 Iraqis in the town of Haditha.
If these charges continue to grow, if they reach high up the chain of command, if it turns out that the command climate was to blame, I think his support on Capitol Hill could collapse. But a top White House official told me just minutes ago that the president's support for Secretary Rumsfeld is unwavering.
ABC News Chief Washington correspondent George Stephanopoulos. Unemployment was down last month to a 5-year low. The Labor Department added about 75,000 jobs, fewer than expected. Unemployment now at 4.6%. Police in Indianapolis are looking for 2 suspects in the killing of 7 family members. 3 children and 4 adults were found shot to death in their home last night. The Dow is down 59 points. The NASDAQ is off 4. This is ABC News.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
1 brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serve in the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Top 3 reasons I see a storm door in my future. Number 3, it's the perfect picture frame for our front door. Number 2, feeling the cool summer night's breeze without mosquitoes. And number 1, I can get an Anderson storm door installed for $57.
The Home Depot has your storm door. Right now, get any Anderson branded storm door installed through us, and basic installation is only $57. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 7th at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Additional charges may apply. Savings vary by market. See store for license numbers.
More than 2,000 veterans in Milwaukee have been warned they may have been exposed to deadly viruses, including HIV. The Milwaukee Sentinel says the city's Veterans Affairs Medical Center sent letters saying equipment may not have been properly sterilized during some prostate biopsies. Have you ever wondered why American kids trail their foreign counterparts when it comes to academics? So does the government. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey has more on a new study by the Department of Education.
The report says American fourth graders have higher literacy scores than students their age in 23 of the 34 countries covered by the survey. In math, fourth graders scored higher than students in 13 countries. And in science, students in only three countries did better than U.S. kids. The report also says other countries scored better than they did in 1995, but U.S. scores remain unchanged. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, authorities are still working to identify a body found in a vacant North St. Louis home. Investigators followed an anonymous tip early yesterday morning and found the victim wrapped in carpet in a basement in the 1800 block of Belle Glade. The victim is believed to be a woman. The home is near the area where police believe Demetrius Mitchell killed his estranged wife Jamila last October. Her body has never been found. Mitchell killed himself last November during a standoff with police in Arkansas. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay might be warming up to an alternative proposal for a new Mississippi River Bridge. Illinois officials are proposing a coupler bridge next to the Martin Luther King Bridge because of a stalemate between Illinois and Missouri on how to pay for the original bridge plan. Slay says he was disappointed that Missouri and Illinois couldn't come up with a solution on the original idea.
I think that the Illinois people are doing probably the right thing in terms of looking for options because they know how critical a bridge is, even though I think their plans don't address all the issues that the original plan would have addressed. You know, looking at it at first blush, it makes some sense, but I've got to look at it in more detail before I'm on board and supporting it.
Illinois' alternative bridge plan calls for the building of four westbound lanes next to the current Martin Luther King Bridge, which would carry only eastbound traffic. The alternative plan would cost about $500 million less than the original Mississippi River Bridge proposal. Finally this hour, members of Citizens for Missouri's Children hope the next legislative session will be better for kids than the one that just ended. Beth Griffin, the executive director of the group, says this past legislative session was particularly bad because more than 50,000 children lost health coverage. She says that can be fixed if legislators make health care for children a priority. Citizens for Missouri's Children hosted a panel discussion on the 2006 legislative session yesterday with State Senators Michael Gibbons and Patrick Doherty and State Representative Rachel Storch. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Get the facts on Chevy fuel efficiency. Compare Chevy head-to-head. Go to Edmunds.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, westbound 6570 at Poplar Street Bridge. No problems there. Compton is closed in both directions from Market to Shoto as crews prepare to take down the overpass at Compton at 40 this weekend. There are a number of other construction sites going on, so just use caution to slow down in those areas. All your approaches to the King Bridge and the Poplar Street Bridge are looking good this hour. Also, westbound 270 from the bridge into 170 is moving well. Northbound 270 at 44, look for no delays. Eastbound 40 looks good coming in out of the county, and westbound 40 going out to the county, you can expect no delays as well. Eastbound and westbound 70 are on the move as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today and pick up Valvoline conventional motor oil for only $1.99 a quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Partly sunny today, a chance of showers this afternoon with a high in the lower 80s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. For this evening, partly cloudy, another chance for Saturday, look for another chance for showers. in the afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy once again, a low around 60. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting some clouds and 64 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Professor Stephen Yates of the University of South Carolina is our guest Tuesday morning at 7. He recently wrote a disturbing dissertation on a plan the Bush administration is pushing to merge Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. into a single regional government, or a Western version of the European Union. It would create a huge free trade zone that would allow goods and people to move freely across borders, effectively doing away with domestic citizenship. How would such different political systems work as one entity? Some points to ponder Tuesday morning at 7 with Professor Stephen Yates, right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Shot and was killed tonight in Mexico. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal freedom.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, no problemo. All you have to do is Revolution at LizBrown.com. Revolution at LizBrown.com. And I don't want you to forget, tomorrow at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the fire building, we are going to start something, a tradition. Saturday Morning Urban Institute. We Who's the we? Irene J. Smith and myself. We are going to kick it off tomorrow with a discussion of Senator Bass, Senator Coleman. How do you pick a good elected official? What goes into that process? What do you do? What do you do? How do you do it? Come on out. There's going to be a continental breakfast. We're going to sit. We're going to chat. We're going to make this work. We're going to start something here. We're gonna make this work. 454-04. So be there tomorrow at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, and plan on it every Saturday morning. The Saturday Morning Urban Institute. Yes, indeedy dandy. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My goodness, I just want to let you know that. The reason why it was so important to me to do the shows that we just did the last 2 hours, and it wasn't enough time, we're going to have to do more of it with the international connection, is because it is all so profoundly connected. Everything that happens in the rest of the world, it's connected to the lives that we live here. I was, as I always am, when I listen to Akbar Muhammad talk, I'm always just, you just want to sit there and just listen to all of the extraordinary information that he has. And the gift of recollection and the gift of connection and the gift of telling the story. I just sat there in awe and in the last couple of hours just listening to the information that we don't get from our news perspective. Just the story of what happened in Libya alone, and then the story of Liberia, and all of that. It is so powerful to be able to listen to someone who is so knowledgeable about the world, and it's a gift. And I want to thank him, and I want to thank you all for being part of this, because you can't get this everywhere. That kind of information is just, it's a gift. It's a gift. And I always feel empowered when I talk to Akbar. I do. I just feel like, okay, I have so much more I need to learn. I have so much more I need to do. I love being empowered like that. So, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Zenobia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. I just woke up a little while ago, and I missed the most important part of your show, but I gathered a whole lot in the last few minutes. You know, the gentleman that was talking about the 36,000 doctors that have been trained there in Cuba. And remember, you were at a forum.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the forum, but I announced from a newspaper article that I had that there anyone that was desirous of a medical education could get a free medical education in
Cuba. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That, is absolutely wonderful, and I hope that many people could take advantage of that. I mean, such an opportunity, you know, to become a doctor and to help your people. Like he was saying, that's the real revolution.
Yeah, it is.
That's where the
and it's the I love the poetry of what Akbar said about the Che taking off his doctor's outfit off doctor's jacket and putting on his revolutionary clothes, and now the revolution is putting on the doctor's jacket.
Yeah. Listen, I want the address. Every time I think I'm going to get it, I'm not with a pen.
1020 North Taylor. That's for the Urban Institute tomorrow.
1020 North Taylor?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted the exact address. Because you know how sometimes you think you know where you're going?
Every day. Every day.
Well, you keep up the good work, sister. I was sorry that I stayed up so late and overslept.
All right.
But
you can always go to the Internet, and you can go to whiterosesociety.org, and you can go get what you missed.
And I just want to say this. You're so right. What you hear here, you can't hear anywhere else. I mean, it is in the interest of people struggling like you and I, you know, to improve the quality of life, peace, justice, and freedom, you know. So you keep up the good work.
You too. Thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. XX Peter?
That was a very good conversation that you had with the minister.
Oh.
You know, I
set my alarm clock twice to make sure I was woke then. But, you know, what he mentioned about the medical program in Cuba, they specifically address that they have at least 250 spots for African-American children and also children of African descent. And you know what the only requirement is? And this is 6 years of free medical education, room and board. And the only requirement that they require is that once you have completed and obtained your doctorate degree, to go back into your community and spend some time. Now, how can you beat that?
You can't. And is there an age requirement?
It's, well, we would hate to lose you to a medical field. But I don't want to comment on that right now.
And that's just plain selfish. That's just plain selfish.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. I'm going to share a story that came out of actually was faxed to me and came from MSNBC, and I'm trying to make a sense of it. American students long assailed for lagging the students of other nations in science and math and competencies. They lead the world in their knowledge and comprehension of Star Wars trivia, the U.S. Department of Education announced. These are the results of a standardized Star Wars trivia test administered to all U.S. high school students during the 2004 school year. This is the year in which students were quizzed on their knowledge of such crucial Star Wars concepts as Clone Wars, Jedi Council, and something else. These results should leave... These results should leave little doubt that George Bush's No Child Left Behind program is making a difference. When it comes to... This has got to be a joke. This has got to be a joke. When it comes to understanding Star Wars, our children leave the rest of the world behind. While recent test scores have shown that U.S. students have difficulty in adding, subtracting, and finding the nation of Mexico on the map, the Star Wars trivia test paints an entirely different picture, one of academic success. In addition to their stellar performance in the field of Star Wars, Secretary Spelling said that the recent study shows that American students' mastery of the Sony PlayStation Portable outpaces that of students in Europe and the Far East. It's a joke. It's a joke. This is a joke. But it kind of underscores what the problem in our public schools, what the problems are in our public schools. And the problem is the No Child Left Behind, the testing component of it. Spending all the time testing our children, but not teaching our children. And then using the test scores to beat up on their spirits. What kind of products are you going to turn out when you test them instead of teach them and then you beat them with the test? Ain't that something? You test them instead of teach them and then you beat them with the test. God bless America, huh? 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Ruth, good morning.
Oh, good morning. They can stop talking about... Clinton, Ms. Brown, Laura has separated from Bush.
I know.
I heard that on your station.
I know. And let me share that with everybody, okay?
Okay. And look, I really enjoyed your program this morning. It's so informative.
All right. Thank you
so much. Thank you so much. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Love you, too. Yeah, well, is this the blue dress wish, folks? You know, I mean, is this? Or, no, I take it back. Scratch what I just said. Because we're going to have this on the Howard on the Global News Report, right? We're going to have this on the Global News Report. Okay, that's going to happen at 9:45. But here's the thing. I think this is, what's the word I'm looking for? Karmatic. I think that this is karmatic. Karma-driven. This administration ran on the issue of we're not a blue dress presidency. We're going to bring morality back up. And if those of you remember your history, what did George Bush's daddy say when somebody asked him about the affair that he was having with the woman that he had for over 20 years? He said, my private business is my private business, and I don't have to answer that question. So now we're hearing a news story coming out of, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's out there on the wire. It's out there on the wire. Listen to this.
And Dateline Washington. Washington insiders say Laura Bush has apparently had a falling out with her husband over his relationship with another woman and has taken up temporary residence in the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C. Her security detail has been at that hotel during hours when normally she would be at the White House. At this time, it's unclear when the relationship activity took place, but speculation is it involves someone within the staff of the administration.
I don't know. Who might that be? And I will say that I have never heard this in all of the years that I have been a woman, which would be all of my life, and all of the years that I have been of age to date and be involved with men. I've never been married, but I've had I've had a number of relationships with men. And I have never referred to a man that I'm not involved with as my boyfriend, if he wasn't my boyfriend. I've never slipped up and said, oh yeah, that's my boyfriend, unless I'm fooling with my girls. But that's just not something that slips out of your mouth. And as a woman who has never been married, I have never slipped and called anybody my husband. Because I've never, I mean, it's not like I've been married and I just, it slipped and I was used to saying my husband. It's odd to me that a woman could slip and say, refer to a man as her man when he's not. Refer to somebody as her her boyfriend when he's not. And an unmarried woman who's never been married to refer to a man as her husband when he's not. And that's the setup to the perplexing statement that came out of the mouth of Condoleezza Rice. She referred to George Bush, and it was printed, it was reported. She referred to George W. Bush as my husband. And then she corrected herself and said the president. She was speaking at a dinner when she made her husband remarks. Rumor has it, word on the street, is that the other woman, maybe Condoleezza Rice. I don't know. But it is all I can say is that I don't know the truth of the accuracy of where Laura Bush is living today, where she is staying today. But I do know that Condoleezza Rice is out of the country. And I do know that Condoleezza Rice has referred to Bush as her husband. And to me, that statement from Condoleezza Rice is one of the most mystifying statements that I've ever heard a woman make. She's a single woman like I am. She's never been married like I've never been married. And to slip and say that somebody's your husband, that's odd. That's odd. and it would be even odder if you slipped and said somebody was your husband that you weren't dating. But that you weren't, that's just, I don't know, it's just odd. It's strange. It's weird. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's odd. It's weird. And it's strange. Is Laura Bush at home with her husband? Sitting on the couch eating pretzels? I don't know. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Jeff.
Yeah, that the proposition is very interesting, Liz. I think, though, you are assuming mental health, which I believe you have, and I'm not sure about Dr. Rice. You know, it could be some hallucinations. I'm just adding that to the mix.
Fair enough, fair enough. You're saying that if we're dealing with a person that is sane, then that person would not, a sane person couldn't slip up and say something like that.
A sane person would not slip up, but someone who lives in a fantasy mind.
Okay, fair enough. And you know what? That was a total area that I did not consider, and you're absolutely right that is we need to consider that as well.
That's one consideration.
Very good.
Not that the other considerations aren't possibilities either.
You know, great point, Jeff. Great point. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up and get to me. Kathy.
Yes. Liz, I don't know if you watch the news or not, but one day I was watching the news. I don't know what year it was, but I was watching the news. Bush was in the Rose Garden introducing Condoleezza Rice as something, okay? And she kissed him in the mouth. And I said, no, she didn't do that. You didn't see that? I'm sure somebody will come and call in and verify, but she actually kissed that joker in the mouth in the Rose Garden.
You know what? I think that I saw it, but I think that there is this thing called repression.
Dude.
Yeah, I do remember that. I did talk about it.
I
talked about it on the show. Talked about it on the show. I repressed that memory, though.
Ooh.
All right.
It made me sick.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We're going to take a break, folks. We're going to take a break. Ew. I'll be back.
Taking off my shoes. Jumping in the water. Wash away these blues. Out into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed.
Hey, it's Brian Self from The Stranglehold here on WGNU. And you know, some people think that just because The Stranglehold is about pro wrestling, all we do is throw around some chairs and scream real loud.
You can say what you want about our clothes, but, you know, we have no problem in whooping somebody's butt again. We can start with you if you want.
Well, we don't need to do that. Okay, so maybe things tend to get a little excited. However, we're also not afraid to get into some of the serious issues that go beyond the ring.
For me, you know, over the years, I've taken Percocets and bike bands and everything. Never had a problem. I would take a couple, put the rest in my bag, and never had an issue with it.
Right.
But with the OxyContin taking close to 50 pills a day, which should have killed me. There's no reason why I'm still here.
So check it out. The Stranglehold, Tuesday nights at 6:30, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents Landscape in Cinema, The Intimate and the Sublime. This group of short films will be shown on Friday starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $3 for museum members and $5 for non-members. Buy your tickets at the door or in advance by calling 314-655-5299. News to you from WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920.
I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Mr. Davis, good morning.
Good morning, number one fabulous Liz Brown.
Good morning, sir.
What a fantastic show you've had.
Wasn't Akbar just wonderful?
Oh, I tell you, the fabulous information that he gave out about Africa. And that when we get all of this other stuff from groups and that, from different reporters and that, and then he comes up and takes and really brings out the real information, you know, and that is, it was just fantastic and everything. And it just goes to show you that you have to take and get the right person in there to get the right information, Liz.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Or it can be all together different, depending on who it is that's getting the information and that as to how it really happened and how the things really come out and that. So I just thought it was just fantastic to get the real information out from someone who you can take and put some trust in.
Absolutely.
In that. Yes.
Thank you so
and
much.
Cuba is fantastic, Liz. You cannot believe what the American government say about Cuba, neither.
All right. No,
yes.
You can't.
All right then, Liz.
Thank you, Mr.
Davis.
See
you Saturday.
See you tomorrow.
That's a fantastic show with Irene J. Smith and that coming up on Saturday. So we will see you there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Surely.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake-Up Call.
Liz, I called to talk about our diplomatic relationships with Libya. But first, I'd like to comment on Laura Bush on reports that she has separated from her husband. And I like listening audience to know what hotel she chose to stay, and that's the Mayflower. And I know you listening audience remember the Mayflower Madam, where this notorious woman had a ring, a prostitute ring, where they serviced big shots there in Washington, D.C. And of all places she could stay, she had to stay at the Mayflower Hotel.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting? Well, when I was listening to Minister Akbar, I was thinking about, he was talking about the diplomatic relationship that Libya has with this country. And he mentioned about, it wasn't too long ago when flip-flopping W called Libya axis of evil. And it wasn't too long ago that the United States bombed Libya, killing Gaddafi's daughter and several other members of his family. And it's just a, it's not, I mean, I can believe it, but for now that we on diplomatic relationships with Libya, there must be more of an ulterior motive. I don't know what the reason is, but anyone that has relationships, diplomatic or otherwise, should watch their back, because we don't know how long their relationship will last, because it could turn at the tip of a dime.
All right, thank you. 454-0400 is the phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. Now there's signs of an economic slowdown. They were looking for 180,000 jobs to be created and only 75,000. But, you know, Liz, here's the bottom line. From 1941 through 1980, with top tax rates of 91%, and then Kennedy brought it down to 71, the gross domestic product in the U.S. grew twice as much as it has the last 25 years with all these low tax rates. At one time, Reagan took it down to 28. Now I believe it's at 36. Twice as much growth under the old rates as from this so-called supply-side economics. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And I want to remind everybody for, again, tomorrow, get your questions together. Get your concerns articulated. Bring it on. Come on down to the first Saturday Morning Urban Institute meeting, and that's going to be tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock from 9 to 11. Irene J. Smith and myself, we are going to be moderating and we are spearheading this effort. And it is going to be a combination of a town hall meeting, a think tank, and a political rally. It's going to be so many different things. We are here to bring information and empowerment and action and direction to our desires. And we're going to start tomorrow morning with a discussion, Senator Bass and also Senator Maida Coleman will be speaking to us about how do you pick a leader? How do you pick a leader? Tomorrow at 1020 North Taylor. That's the address. 1020 North Taylor. The time is 9 to 11. Tomorrow morning, a continental breakfast will be served, so it will be available for you. So tomorrow at 9 a.m., 1020 North Taylor. Be there. 454-0400 is the phone number. William.
Liz.
Yes.
Again, that was a great topic, conversation that was going on earlier. I enjoyed every minute of it. But I'd like to talk to you about a situation that happened with the Marines killing the Iraqi people over there.
And Hadithia?
Did you hear? Well, obviously you probably hadn't because it came out today. The president's statement about that.
What president?
President Bush.
Oh, okay. George Bush's statement. What was it?
I don't know how you even had the nerve to say this. He said that it had to be more there was going to be a full investigation and things had to be more clear, and that the Marines need to understand that they are being called to a higher level than that of which they've ever been, that they have to be more transparent. Can you believe this man said that they've been called to a higher level? He must not have paid any attention to the words when he took that oath of office, did he?
I think that what his words represent is that he's being handled by a different person than he's been handled by before. I think his words represent that he has a 28% approval rating. I think his words represent that he's getting ready to go into a midterm elections where the Republicans may lose control of the House and the Senate. I think those words represent the fact that we no longer have any kind of status in the world's view in terms of leadership and diplomacy and power of being able to sway the world's opinion. I think his words reflect those things. I think that because of his approval rating, because of our standing in the world, because of our economy, because of his the 28%, and because he is soon coming to the end of this presidency, that will then begin the period of time to assess his legacy. He has to change a few things. That's what those words reflect. They are empty words. When all of us that have a appreciation of the history from, 6 months ago, a year ago, 4 years ago, we know that these are hollow words. This is a calculated effort and action on his part to impact his legacy and to respond to all of the implications and ramifications of a 28% approval rating.
Let me ask you this question. Going after these Marines for these crimes, and they're putting them up on murder charges.
Mm-hmm.
When not one administration person, not one Democrat, not one Republican, not one senator, not one congressman have even started uttering the words war crime against this president and his administration.
I can't answer that. I can't answer that. It's an appropriate observation. It is absolutely an appropriate observation.
If you can imprison, put people to trial and imprison them at the lower rank, definitely do the same thing and hold that same.
Let me ask this question. Did Saddam Hussein pull the trigger on the people that he's being accused of killing? Did he pull the trigger or did he order somebody else to?
There you go. Exactly, and see, that's my point exactly.
Or is the allegation that he is responsible for the orders that went down?
So then, if he's responsible for that, then they have this man that killed his children, they put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the equality here?
Okay, you're breaking up on us really, really bad. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back to take some more of your calls, your comments, your observations, your news breaking tidbit that you want to add. Come on in at
454-0401-877-920-WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Are you setting up your own apartment? Are you moving into your own house? Are there some things that you're going to need? How about going on over to Sears to get it done? A washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove, all of that and so, so, so much more. And you don't have to drive real far to do it. All you got to do is go on over to Union and Natural Bridge. It's the only Sears in the city of St. Louis. Everybody out there has a Sears charge card. You need to take your car, and get on over to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. My name is Liz Brown. When you get there, tell Jerome Williams I told you to.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the Federal Reserve System, the only institution on the planet that allows banks to create money out of nothing, then turn around and make money on that nothing money when they lend it. The Fed lets the government borrow unlimited amounts of cash with no plan or intent for repayment. It's been called the greatest ripoff since Jesse James. Financial and investment counselor Roland Manarin exposes the Federal Reserve System for what it is, but also describes how you can take this new knowledge and work it for your own financial benefit on the next edition of Mondays at 9. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced plans to create a world oil trading market based upon the Russian ruble. Officials in Moscow say plans should be in place by the 1st of July. Putin told the members of both houses of the Russian parliament last month that the ruble has to become a more widespread means of international transactions and a stock exchange in Russia to trade in oil, gas, and other goods using the ruble will have to be established. Russian oil exports account for 15% of the world oil trading, and Russia also produces one quarter of world gas exports. Those numbers give Russia a good deal of leverage on this matter. This development is sure to be a blow to Russian-American relations, which are already quite low. Last month, Vice President Dick Cheney spoke to a conference in Lithuania and was very critical of Russia's energy policy in front of a number of European heads of state. And Dateline New York. Customers of wireless communications, as well as people using internet-based phone calling services, are going to see their bills increase later this year. The FCC is looking at a proposal by its chairman to consider hiking the universal service charges on those modes of communication. Universal service fees are currently paid on hard-line phones and wireless long-distance services to help pay for telephone service in rural areas of the country. The fee is currently 11% and generates $7 billion a year. But the fund is going down because more people are getting away from landlines. So now, FCC Chairman Martin is proposing a flat tax for any type of phone service. Another problem is the DSL revenue becomes exempt from that tax in July, and that's likely to cause a loss of about $350 million. The increase will be very hurtful to voice-over IP customers who have chosen that means for calling because of the cost advantage. That'll be narrowed by this possible hike. Voice-over IP service currently pays no USF tax because the government still hasn't decided that it's a telecommunications service. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Tanz, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program. Each Friday, my co-host Connie Mitchell and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects, so come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Professor Stephen Yates of the University of South Carolina is our guest Tuesday morning at 7. He recently wrote a disturbing dissertation on a plan the Bush administration is pushing to merge Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. into a single regional government, or a Western version of the European Union. It would create a huge free trade zone that would allow goods and people to move freely across borders, effectively doing away with domestic citizenship. How would such different political systems work as one entity? Some points to ponder Tuesday morning at 7 with Professor Stephen Yates, right here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Around the whole world, still ain't seen nothing like my neighborhood. And of all of the fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Look. Don't forget. Tomorrow from 9 to 11, Saturday Morning Institute, Urban Institute, right there at 10 to 20 North Taylor. Irene J. Smith and me, are going to kick it off. It's going to be a town hall meeting. It's going to be a think tank. It's going to be a collaborative gathering. I like that, collaborative gathering. We're going to start with the conversation. How do you pick an elected official? Senator Bass and Senator Maida Coleman will be joining us for that on our panel for that discussion. We need you. Continental Breakfasts will be up, will be available for you. And let's do this. A collaborative gathering. Tomorrow morning, 9 to 11 at 1020 North Taylor, Taylor and Del Mar. I'll see you then. Earl, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Sounds great. You mentioned earlier today of the government valuing these people's lives that were killed, the soldiers killed. How could they go and offer them $1,500 or $2,000 and think that that would make everything okay and the people... I mean, I don't get it. I can't understand that at all.
Okay, what part don't you understand? Is it the amount that you don't understand? Is it the gesture that you don't understand? What is it that you don't understand?
The whole bit of it, just to make an offer and think that everything would be okay.
Okay, so that you're how could that make up for what has happened?
Right,
what you're
exactly.
saying. It has been something. This is not the first time that our military has placed a dollar value on what they would call collateral damage, what you and I would call the human cost of war. There is a monetary amount that they reached in terms of assessing that in Afghanistan. There's a monetary amount that they've assessed in every other place where we have gone to war. This is not something new. And it is when we think of the value of human life, or even if we think about, Earl, why a soldier would think that this makes sense or that this is an option. When you go back to our worldview of certain people, we have said that they have no value. This monetary amount underscores the fact that we don't have value for the people, that the human beings that live in this country. It's a lousy amount of money, and it says it underscores why those soldiers did what they did, because they don't have value. I mean, if you're saying that it's only $2,500 to kill a mother and to kill a man, an unarmed man in Iraq.
In a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. $2,500. That's the cost of that. It costs more to get soda, to pay for a case of soda, to get to Iraq than it does for a human life. That's obscene.
And another question. What's going to be the determining factor? Who says the war is over? What's going to be the determining factor? Because we just pack up and leave, in their minds, do they believe it's over?
Does who believe that?
The government.
Our government.
Yeah, our government.
Does our government believe? A caller or a guest made a point, I don't remember when, but the legacy, or no, the ramification, the remnants of this war, the remnants of this war, we have gone in and killed people's mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts and children.
That's my point.
We've killed them, and we are expecting that as has happened in other wars, that they will forget this and try to get on about their lives and not attempt to have retaliation as a result of that. I am doubtful that the ending of this war will be like the endings of other wars. I believe that there will be retaliation for the harm that has been brought, because this is a unique operation on the part of the United States. It is a preemptive strike against a sovereign nation that has done nothing to us. Just the birth of it is so different, we cannot expect that the death of it will also be different than other deaths of war.
I agree. I mean,
it's awful.
Ooh,
all right,
okay,
now.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. My other number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh my goodness. We almost forgot the most important part of the morning. We have to do, I hear the drums. I hear the drums. What does that mean? It is time for the Because We Care package. You're going to get a book on how to take digital photographs, how to use your digital camera. You're going to get your gifts. You're going to get your water bottles. You're going to get your magnets. You're going to get all kinds of good, goody, 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 goody stuff, because Liz Brown, Because We Care. So as we turn the barrel here, for our winner for the Because We Care package. Who's the winner? The winner is, congratulations go out to Deborah Perkins. Congratulations. You are our winner for this week's Liz Brown Because We Care package. I will be contacting you. I'll let you know when you can pick up your package. Congratulations. And if you didn't win this week, you're still a winner. You just have to keep trying to get in on the drawing. So try it again next week. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes, Miss Mary.
I just love your response to the gentleman. I have really enjoyed your show. So educational and so much I learned this morning about Cuba. When the gentleman a few calls back asked you about Saddam Hussein and how he was held responsible for the people, things that happened he did to the people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked you this about Bush. I thought that was a remarkable answer you gave him when you said about the soldiers that was being against the had committed crimes against the people over there. They had taken orders, am I correct?
That is correct.
And you just connected it so well when you were saying how this country went in there and took this man out of his country.
Mm-hmm.
And about things that had happened in his country.
During war. Yet, during war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This president has did somewhat the same thing, and he's landed all on the soldiers, mm-hmm. and they are taking responsibility.
And remember, even if people would make the argument it doesn't go all the way up to the top, while you and I would disagree with that, let's say it doesn't go all the way up to the office of George W. Bush, it certainly goes up higher than those little enlisted men.
That was taken on.
That's correct.
Someone.
That's correct.
That
or,
was a brilliant response.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
Have a great weekend. See you tomorrow.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right. Don't forget, folks, tomorrow, the Saturday Morning Urban Institute, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the address is 1020 North Taylor. Irene J. Smith and myself, we are going to kick it off. We're going to change the world. I like this. Collaborative gathering. That's what we're going to do this Saturday morning, and the Continental Breakfast will be available for you, so you don't want to miss that. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Until then, stay strong.
Peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.